It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Yup, yup. I can't hear out of my right ear.
Really?
Yeah,
maybe
it's
a tumor.
Oh, fuck. When you guys drive me to the hospital?
No.
I've been drinking.
Wait, yes, because then I'll go to Yes Kids.
Don't. Nice.
You would.
Drop them off at the door.
Yeah.
All right.
Here,
good luck. If you need me, I'll be on Broad Street.
You know where
I'll
be.
In the heart of Red Bank.
80 Broad Street.
No buzz marketing, okay?
Whoops.
It's the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. That's the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, Matthew.
That's who I am.
And Kevin.
That's who I am.
We missed you last week, Kevin.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the same.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd be back in this area in time to do it, and then you would text me, and you said
yeah,
that...
Yeah, to be fair, I did cancel.
You said there wouldn't be a show, and I'm like, oh, that works out great, because I was out in Indiana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a stretch.
Yeah. And where I'm a responsible person, and I was up early, and I thought I'd be able to get back on the road and be here in time.
No way.
And then when you're dealing with professional wrestlers... Yeah.
You're talking 13-hour minimum if you're speeding.
Hey, well, I mean, I was hoping to be out the door of the hotel at like 7.
Are you saying
7.
Professional wrestlers are tardy?
Yeah. Not the most reliable, not the most punctual.
Punctual?
And don't use the best punctuation.
No, especially on Facebook.
Punctuation, capitulation, that's all wrong. But they're also not the most considerate when it comes to the situation.
Guys, I got to be somewhere.
Well, not even that. The show in Indiana was great. I've been working through some, a couple weeks ago, I took a bad fall and I dislocated my knee. So I've kind of been trying to work around that.
Mm.
Ouch.
So I was just being real careful the whole time we were out there. But while we were there, the show went fine. Yeah. I think they did something like close to 800 people.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I liked
it was
that
ridiculous.
Picture.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And then we go to the after party, and that's where things really kind of started to unravel.
Oh, my.
Because they kept just feeding us tequila shots.
Mm-hmm.
And my partner on the night blacked out drunk, fell asleep in a booth.
What was that his name?
Damian Darling.
Oh, I thought his name was Blacked Out Drunk.
No. to which another wrestler decided to be a hilarious idea to whip a bottle of mustard at him. And the mustard just happened to open up and splatter up the wall. So it looked like he threw up. It looked like he threw up all up the wall of the bar.
Gross.
So the bar staff starts freaking out. We finally get him woken up, and he stumbles to the back door where people would go to smoke cigarettes. But he takes a hard left right before the door. And urinates in the ice.
Nice.
The bar's ice machine. And then didn't end there. That's where it gets a little blurry on my end. But from what I was told, we got back to the hotel and somebody pissed in the elevator. Light fixtures got punched out. Somebody destroyed one of the beds and put a hole in the wall. And then somebody took a piss out the window onto a car that was parked below us. As the owner looked on in horror.
Very nice.
Yeah. It was a time.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Certainly a time.
Definitely a lot more fun than being here. I don't blame you.
I have a similar story, but, you know, the whole knee injury thing and having to work about that is around, like, 2007, I got really fat, and I had to start working on
no.
that.
No.
Oh. Well, I had swelling in my knee, yeah. and I guess you had...
I had swelling of the body.
So, just yeah, overall was, general.
Yeah, started working around that. Yeah. Modifying my spots and, you know... And, very similar.
Pacing yourself.
But it really helped me on my match yesterday. I was working with Rhett Titus, mm-hmm. who I've known for years. He's Ring of Honor. He's really good. You know, one of those guys who
real tight.
You know, looks like a wrestler.
Yes.
He's in really good shape. You know.
looks like he belongs there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of forces you to
step
improvise and do things a bit different. And mm-hmm. we actually ran into a situation where.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah, you get the crackling cord today.
Crackling
on his entrance, his music just didn't play.
Just like your microphone's not playing?
Yeah.
Right now?
And it led to like a fun, just, you know, and we didn't plan any of it, but just a back and forth where he had to come out singing his entrance music.
Wow.
And then I got on the megaphone and I, you know, shit talking. This is annoying.
Yeah, we got to get a replacement cord.
Well, why don't you switch with him because you don't have to move yours.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Well, no, you got the mic stand.
Know what I mean?
So when he moves the mic, it crackles.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, I'll entertain everybody. Hey, how's it going? This is Derek. I'm watching Matt try to take his microphone off. He's doing a good job. Ooh, he's got some moves there. Nice unravel. Look at this. That was a beautiful unravel. The handoff. There you go. Oh, no P filter for Matt. No pee filter for anybody. I'm the only one with a pee filter. Pee. Because I care. I care about the quality of the show. I know people don't want to hear me peeing in the mic. Man, this is taking a lot more than I expected. And
popping in the filter.
Wow. Now I gotta
yeah, you got to adjust that.
Okay.
Better you pee in a mic than a bar's ice supply.
Bah.
Excellent.
And that was still early in the night. So people like kept drinking this guy's piss. Which is pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, you can wreck a hotel, but when you start pissing in bar ice.
Yeah, when you start getting innocent people involved.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, it was like a private party and everyone you knew was drinking your piss.
Yeah.
There's plenty of innocent people drinking some sweaty man's urine.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's plenty of people who pay good money to.
Yes.
Yeah. Urine.
Shame. He should be ashamed of himself.
Gross.
Anyway. So earlier we were talking about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing, because we were watching Royal Rumble, and we were surprised that there was, what, 5 people in the ring at once that were all alive?
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a rare thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should just get right into it. We're going to stick with WrestleMania. And we're going to see how far we can go on each card, starting WrestleMania 1, how far we can go until we have a card where everybody is still alive.
So we'll just start with WrestleMania 1, first match, and if they're alive, we move to the next match.
I mean, should we start with 1? I mean, I feel like we should start sooner and work backward and just see how many people end up dead on each show.
Wow.
well, I mean, we could keep tally.
We could keep going up.
Well, that's what I was. Yeah. I was gonna start at 1.
Maybe we can award, you know, the WrestleMania with the most casualties.
But there could be a freak WrestleMania in the middle where there are no dead wrestlers at all.
Well, yeah. I guess we'll find out. All right, let me get my notepad up so I can take notes now because apparently I'm doing that.
Wow.
sorry to make you work.
Damn it! All right, you ready?
I guess.
Oh, what? You don't want to do it now?
No, I do. I'm just trying to address some technical difficulties.
What, the video?
Yeah.
What happened?
I think it's them.
Them?
Them. Black people.
Oh, it keeps going out for me.
I just turned it off.
Well, that'll do it.
But I don't want to. Hey.
I wrestled Rikishi.
You did?
Yeah. And apparently my face hurt his ass.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a new one. Mm. Yeah.
what is the MNF music bed?
I don't know.
What are you talking about, Clutch?
MNF?
High Clutch.
What is MNF?
I don't know.
Thanks for joining us.
I kind of want M&M's now, though. Well, well, while Matt's fixing this,
I'm starving.
Well,
you got any M&M's?
You know, I have Easter M&M's upstairs.
Mm.
They have little bunnies on them.
Can we get a satchel of them?
A satchel.
On Monday Night Football.
Right.
All right, well, let's start with the first match. First match of the first WrestleMania ever.
Gotta have a dead guy in it.
What is this? 80.
It's like Executioner versus somebody.
85. It is the Executioner versus Tito Santana.
And is that Executioner dead? Find out who that Executioner
no,
is.
No, that Executioner is Gino Moore.
Nope.
We all know this.
You know what? He is dead. Buddy Rose. Playboy Buddy Rose.
That was the first one?
The first... Well, according to Wikipedia.
I call shenanigans.
Really?
Gino Moore is very much alive, and he was the first executioner. I know this because he said so.
Oh, well, I've...
Well,
let's
there you
let's
go.
Have him call in. No, let's not do that. All right, so we got a mark for...
real quick, I got to stop the broadcast. Oh. The local recording. I got to go back. Because I got to change something.
We'll fix it in post.
Well, that's all right. I'm actually recording this show, so...
Yeah. Okay. I think we might be good.
Mm-mm-mm. Matt's ruining the bit.
Okay, we're back okay. Now.
All right, so far, works. WrestleMania 1, first match, we already got one dead guy.
Gone, history.
Gone, Gonzo. Second match, King Kong Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Special Delivery Jones.
Special Delivery Dead.
Yep, that's two.
Mm-hmm.
Three, Ricky Steamboat.
Alive.
Who's nice. Very much alive.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Versus, this can't be right, Matt Bourne?
Yep. Absolutely. Doink the Clown.
Really?
History.
Are you fucking serious?
We're going batting 1,000 here. We got one daddy per...
I didn't even know he was... Sure.
Yeah, were they at commercial break when that happened? Like, what? Yeah. Did that make the final
it
release?
It might not have been on the pay-per-view or something. I don't know.
I had no idea.
But I do remember that.
All right. He lost, so.
See ya.
Yeah.
So far...
Three matches, three deaths.
Three deaths? Okay. Who's the winner and the losers of those three matches? Just curious.
Tito Santana.
Tito Santana.
Uh-huh. King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy. And Ricky Steamboat.
Okay.
Now to pick 'em. It's a pick 'em.
All right.
David Sammartino.
I'm pretty sure he's
alive.
Alive.
Yes. He is still alive.
Can't draw flies to shit.
With his brother Bruno. Fought Bruce Beefcake. Also still alive.
Barely.
Okay. Number five, JYD.
Mm, gone.
Yeah. That's four now.
R.I.P.
Defeated Greg Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Then we got Nikolai Volkoff.
Alive.
And the Iron Sheik.
Mm-hmm.
They defeated the U.S. Express, Mike Rotundo and Barry Windham.
No.
They're all alive, right?
All alive.
And then
good
you got
so far.
Andre,
history.
Dead.
Uh-huh.
Defeated Big John Studd.
Big John Dead.
Dead.
Big Gone Stud.
And then, oh boy, the women's match. I forgot about this.
Oh, yeah.
Wendi Richter.
Mm-hmm.
Defeated.
Ivory, yeah.
Leilani Kai.
Leilani Kai.
Leilani Kai. Are any of them dead?
Leilani Kai might be dead.
No, I don't think so.
She's alive?
I'm pretty sure she did an appearance at a show I did not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wendi Richter is still alive.
Yes, she is.
It was one of those, there's a convention in the area, and she just stopped in to sign autographs.
Huh.
Yeah, they're both still alive.
Yeah.
Good on them. Way to be alive. then we got, of course, Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Paul Orndorff.
Yeah.
So that's it. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 deaths in the first WrestleMania.
Now,
and none of them should be dead,
no.
Right? By all accounts of age.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I know there were some diseases here and there, right? But none of them should be dead.
No. Well, you know, drug addiction, alcoholism is a disease as well. Oh. So it's
okay.
Let's not shortchange that.
All
right. Now, do we think that the next one has more or less?
I'm going to go with more.
You're going to go more than six for WrestleMania 2?
At least six, if not more.
Okay. First match, Paul Orndorff.
Wow, that's a real fucking, holy shit, main event.
I know.
Curtain jerking.
Yeah. against the magnificent Morocco.
Yes, that was Morocco. Paul Orndorff's face turn was around that time, I believe.
Yeah, how'd that work out for him?
Not too well.
Exactly.
To me, Paul Orndorff's legacy will always be sullied by the Gary Spivey fucking angle, where he's just yelling into a mirror, "I don't feel like Mr. Wonderful anymore." Gary Spivey of the Psychic Friends Network. I don't know if I'm Mr. Wonderful anymore.
Unbelievable. Oh my God. Second match, Randy Savage, defeated George Wells.
George Wells, who was that?
George Wells.
Oh, no. But he's alive.
Doing well.
What's he up to these days?
I don't know.
Okay, so we got Randy Savage. He's a big one there.
Randy Savage is a big one. I'm sorry, Randy Savage defeated George Steele.
George Steele?
Oh.
Yes. Jake Roberts defeated George Wells.
Okay.
So, just Randy in that one. Then we got the Mr. T, Roddy Piper boxing match. And Piper hit him with the the stool. Moolah versus...
When you say it like that, it sounds like it was poop.
Fabulous Moolah defeated Velvet McIntyre.
Velvet McIntyre? Don't know.
Apparently, she's still alive.
Still alive. Okay, so we got Moolah.
Yeah, so Moolah is fucking Dunsky. But only two so far.
Mm-hmm. But remember, there is a battle royal in this.
No. Pile them up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
They don't list all the participants either.
I could probably name them all.
The next match, we got Corporal Kirchner.
Corporal Kirchner.
Kirchner. Defeated Nikolai Volkov.
Okay. Kirchner's still probably still alive.
Kirchner. Yeah, he's still out there. He's kicking. Then we got the British Bulldogs. One of them is dead.
That's one.
So that brings us up to three.
Yeah, Dynamite's hanging on by a thread at this
with
point.
With Ozzy Osbourne and Lou Albano.
Yes.
Do we count Lou? Are we just going wrestlers?
Just wrestlers in the matches. Yeah, it does, because then we have to go to the referees and shit, too.
Yeah.
And then we go to backstage agents, commentators. And then the
audience.
The lighting guys.
Matches. I think we can hang on to that for now.
They defeated the Dream Team. Of course, Valentine and Beefcake, both still alive. Then we have Ricky Steamboat defeated Hercules Hernandez, which brings us up to four. Fuck you. Adrian Adonis, dead.
History.
Defeated Uncle Elmer.
History.
Terry Funk and Hoss Funk.
Hoss still alive?
That's Dory.
Dory Funk.
They renamed Dory.
That's right.
Yeah. And
so
yes, he's
Dory's
alive.
Still alive.
And
alive.
He's still working in Japan.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
They defeated JYD, dead, and Tito.
Okay. So we're already breaking the bank here.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan and King Bundy.
Okay.
Which is the main event.
King Bundy.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I got the Battle Royalist.
The Battle Royal.
Oh, you
had,
do?
Yeah.
Andre and Stud, they're both dead.
Andre Stud.
Yeah, we have
Russ King, Francis.
King Tonga. Jimbo Covert.
Jim Covert. Dan Spivey.
Ernie Holmes. Jim Brunzel. Tony Atlas.
Wait, Jumpin' Jim Brunzel?
Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
Harvey Martin. Pedro Morales. Ted Arcidi. Dan Spivey.
Mm-hmm.
B. Brian Blair. Hillbilly Jim. Bill Frolic.
Bill Frelick.
Yeah. Iron Sheik.
Uh-huh.
Bruno Sammartino.
Yep.
William Perry.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Fridge is dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Big John Studd, Russ Francis. Jim Neidhart, Bret Hart, Andre.
Okay.
So we got three deaths in that?
Andre, Studd, Fridge, and is that it?
I'm going to check out Ernie Holmes. I think he might be dead.
And he's a football player. Players?
That was one of the many football players. Yeah.
What? So that's it?
Yeah.
No more?
I think that's it.
Two, three,
so that's
four,
almost
five,
10.
What do we got?
That is 10.
Oof.
Wow.
The Battle Royal put it over
it
a little bit more, but 7 without the Battle Royal.
Still solid numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Putting up numbers.
3 has got a decent number of deaths.
We need a graph.
Yeah, we really should. With all this all this info, I'm putting an Excel spreadsheet together. So this isn't a funny bit, but it's entertaining. It's
sobering.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Factual content can be funny in its
own
way.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first match of WrestleMania 3, the Can-Am Connection, Rick Martel and Tom Zink.
Zink's still alive.
Z-Man.
He is?
Yeah.
He's still kicking. Defeated Bob Orton and the Magnificent Morocco.
They're still alive.
Yes. Yes, they are.
So yeah, far, they are.
Good start. We got Billy Jack Haynes.
Is he alive?
Billy Jack Haynes is still alive. And Hercules,
dead.
Oh yeah, he did.
They fought to a double countout. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Then we got oh god, this fucking bullshit. Hillbilly Jim, the Haiti Kid, mm-hmm. and Little Beaver.
Little Beaver, it's the midgets, right?
Yeah, defeated King Kong Bundy. Little
I
Tokyo.
I guarantee we got some dead midgets in there.
They have to be. I'm just gonna.
And who's the other
out.
One?
Little Tokyo and Lord Little
Lord Little Brook.
If I'm not mistaken, midgets live about as long as chinchillas.
Chinchillas,
and that's not very long.
I would not be surprised if Lord Little Brook is fucking kicked the fucking bucket.
All right, Haiti Kid, still going.
Damn.
Lionel, whatever, Little Beaver.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died 95.
See ya.
The next one, Little Tokyo. Yeah, he's dead. He died at 70.
Wow.
Whoa.
He was an old 70. Chinchilla.
Yes. Lord Littlebrook. He's still alive.
How old is he?
He's 85.
No.
He's 85.
That's
he's 108 pounds.
Wow.
4'4".
See ya.
You think he's still working?
I don't know.
Still making towns?
Lord Littlebrook. My God, was he one of the Munchkins?
I just need to point out that that was not Haiti Kid's first WrestleMania appearance.
Really?
As he was also in the corner of Mr. T.
Oh, my God.
In two?
Yeah.
Wow.
He made sure his laces were tied.
Yeah.
Interesting fact.
While you're down there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, that black don't crack.
Okay, Harley Race.
Still alive.
And JYD.
Dead.
And Harley Race is still alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Again, Greg Valentine, Bruce Beefcake. Defeated the Rougeau brothers. Mm-hmm. Both of them still kicking.
Real quick, not only is Harley Race alive, but didn't... I don't know if we talked about it, but he, like... Him and Vader got into a fight at a convention not too long
ago.
Who was
it?
Harley Race and Vader.
What happened?
There's a video of it going back... on YouTube, I think it might have been maybe 3 years ago at this point. But one, as far as I know, some weird miscommunication where one sent a message from someone to the other one. And then I think Vader got up and went to his table and like smacked him in the face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they have a past.
They do. Know,
Harley was Vader's, I don't know, would you call it a manager?
He was his manager in WCW for a brief time.
Yeah.
Basically, he was a guy who came to the ring with Vader and just told him to do horrible things to people.
Yeah.
That was really what he did.
Like rape?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, moving on, we got Piper and Adrian Adonis, of course. Piper's last match when he retired, hair versus hair match. So we got Adonis down there. Then we got the Hart Foundation and Danny Davis. Danny Davis still alive?
Yes.
Danny Davis is alive, yes.
Defeated the British Bulldog. And Tito Santana.
Dead.
So we got one dead on that one. Mm-hmm. Butch Reed.
I think he's dead.
I don't know about that.
No, he's still alive.
He's alive. He's only like 60, right?
Butch Reed's still kicking.
Wow. He defeated
59.
Coco Beware.
Butch Reed, 59.
Damn.
Good guess.
Good for him. Coco's still kicking, as we know, fixing toilets.
No, and wait, hold on. This can't be right. Butch Reed's information, it says he was trained by Lord Littlebrook.
Does it really?
It's on Wikipedia, so it's got to be true.
That's ridiculous. That is absurd. I can't believe that. That is one for the record books.
Right there, trained by.
It doesn't say that.
You just edited that right now. You did that yourself.
I don't know how to do that from mobile. I wish I did. I wish I could take credit for this.
That is ridiculous.
I'm just going to go into all the old wrestlers' Wikipedia and put trained by Lord Littlebrook.
He produced a lot of stuff.
He did. Wow. He defined a generation.
Molded the industry as we know it.
Yeah.
One little man.
You thought Stu Hart did some damage. You ain't seen the Littlebrook dungeon.
Damn. It's very small.
Everyone's got a crowd singing through it.
Have you ever seen Stu Hart's dungeon?
Yeah, it's pretty small, too.
It's pretty small.
Littlebrook's dungeon is a crawl space.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
See, we made it funny.
Yeah.
I love We're getting there.
Then we got Steamboat and Savage.
Steamboat Willie. Savage.
Savage there. Honky Tonk Man, Jake Roberts. Mm-hmm. Good match. Iron Cheek and Nikolai Volkoff. Mm-hmm. Versus the Killer Bees. Mm-hmm. Isn't one of them dead?
No, I think they're both alive. One of them is gay, though.
Yeah. So AIDS, I know that AIDS will take them sooner or later. Cheeky.
And then we got Hogan and Andre. So pretty light.
Andre.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, still 8.
Wow.
Damn.
Impressive. 4 and 5, I believe, it starts picking up.
Oh, boy.
Picking up. Once we got into the 90s.
I feel like there's going to be some real awkward moments somewhere in like the 2000s.
The
mid-2000s. You're going to hit some numbers that you really shouldn't.
WrestleMania Quattro.
All right, so we're up to WrestleMania 4. Bad News Brown, boom.
See ya.
There was the Battle Royal
in that too.
Can you get the Battle Royal up on that?
Not too many deaths in that from like off the top of my head.
What are we at, 4?
Yeah, WrestleMania 4, Battle Royal. I'll move on while we got DiBiase defeated Jim Duggan, mm-hmm. Don Morocco, and Dino Bravo.
Dino Bravo
making his first appearance on our list. Why is that funny?
Coming in on the charts, it's Dino Bravo
making his first appearance on our list. One of many. Next.
We're laughing at dead people. This is horrible.
We're laughing because they gave us so many memories.
They do really. Yeah, no,
Dino Bravo had a really insignificant career in WWF for all, but there's so much about him to remember. It's, you know. I'm serious.
That's a bold statement.
It is. He was very entertaining for the little he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Earthquake.
And then what happened? A wall entertained his brain matter?
Yeah, so. Pretty much. No, he...
wall entertained his brain matter?
No, he was shot. He was shot by the Russian mafia.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Entertained his brain matter.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Greg Valentine, Ricky Steamboat. And then we got Randy Savage and Butch Reed,
mm-hmm.
who was, as we know, trained by Lord Littlebrook.
The product of the Littlebrook Academy.
Yes. One Man Gang. Mm-hmm. Still kicking.
Still alive.
Defeated Bam Bam Bigelow,
mm-hmm.
who is dead.
Dead.
Mystery.
With Oliver Humperdinck in his corner.
He's dead too, but we're not counting managers, right?
We don't count them. Then we got Rick Rude, dead. Uh-huh. And Jake Roberts, uh-huh. one of the most boring matches in the world.
It was.
Mm-hmm. It was just one giant rest hold.
Yeah.
We got Warrior defeated Hercules, who was dead. And then we got Hogan and Andre.
Gone.
Then we got DiBiase and Don Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Savage, we already got him. This was the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Beefcake and the Honky Tonk Man, mm-hmm. still alive. The Islanders, Haku and Tama.
Tama's still alive?
Sam Fatu. Yes.
Yeah.
He's 48.
Was he Tonga Kid? Or was somebody else Tonga Kid?
Tonga Kid was, wasn't it Haku?
Oh, no. That's King Tonga. No, that's him. All
right. Then, yeah, I did a show with him as well not too long ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Against the British Bulldogs. So we got mm-hmm. one of them. Dynamite Kid's still alive, right?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah.
Barely, but yeah.
Well, he's barely alive for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So then we got Macho One Man Gang.
He's got like bones sticking out of his foot and he's like,
mm-hmm.
he's in a wheelchair. It's a mess. Muscles are all atrophied from steroid use.
Mm-hmm. Gross. We got Savage, One Man Gang. Demolition defeated Strike Force, mm-hmm. Rick Martel, Theo Santana. And then we got Savage defeated Ted DiBiase.
Okay. So grand total.
There's a lot of doubles in there.
I got that Battle Royal.
Oh, that's right.
If you're interested.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah.
Sam Houston.
He's alive.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, let me look it
We're
up.
Taking bets. We're taking bets here. Sam Houston.
Not the former U.S. Senator. Right?
Doesn't say he's dead.
Doesn't say it?
Yeah, his Wikipedia only has a birth.
No,
so.
He's alive.
Hold on.
Related to Jake Roberts, I believe.
Yes. Yes, he is. Sika. Jim
Sika
Neidhart.
Sika was in the Battle Royal?
Uh-huh. B. Brian Blair. Ray Rougeau. Jim Brunzel. George Steele. Ron Bass. Hillbilly Jim. Danny Davis. Jim Powers. Nikolai Volkov. Ken Patera. Boris
Zhukov.
Thank you. Jacques Rougeau. King Harley Race. Paul Roma. Junkyard Dog. Bret Hart. And of course the winner, Bad News Bear.
So the black guys are dead. That is a shockingly virile Battle Royal.
So we added two. Total, which is, I believe, 10. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes.
So you're talking
10,
like,
10 is the number to beat.
You're talking a third of the guys on the card are dead.
Yeah. It's not bad.
WrestleMania 5 is a heavy hitter.
You think so?
From what I remember, WrestleMania 5 is significant. Like,
all right, well,
and there's no Battle Royal, and it's
no,
it's,
there isn't. Wow. So we got Hercules right off the bat.
See ya.
Defeated King Haku, still around. Mm-hmm. Twin Towers, Big Boss Man,
gone,
making his first appearance against the Rockers.
His debut on
his
the
debut,
card.
Making his debut on our dead wrestler list. Then we got the Bushwhackers and the Rougeaus.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Perfect defeated the Blue Blazer.
Gone and gone.
Damn and damn. Demolition against the Powers of Pain. They're both around, right? Warlord and Barbarian. Dino Bravo, once again, defeated Ronnie Garvin.
Still alive, right?
Is he?
He's not Ronnie
that's,
Garvin.
That's Rugged Ron, right?
That's yes. Rugged Ron.
Yep, still alive. 69.
69
residing
years
in Quebec.
Wow.
All right. That terrible flat top with the rat tail.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Where's a robe of cheap rhinestone?
They hated him so much.
Then we got the Brainbusters, Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
Tully Blanchard's still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Against Strikeforce. Jake Roberts and Andre. Andre's gone.
Uh-huh.
Hart Foundation defeated Honky Tonk Man and Greg the Hammer Valentine. Rick Rude.
Gone.
There's one. Defeated the Ultimate Warrior. Jim Duggan and Bad News Brown.
Gone.
The Red Rooster defeated Bobby Heenan. And Hulk Hogan and Savage. So, not that bad.
Savage. It is
nine.
Pretty bad.
Nine
out of how many?
Yeah.
That's the most without
a Battle Royal.
Battle Royal, right? At this point?
I mean, it's less than half.
Oh, man, I got a shit.
It's funny that right now, the WrestleMania with the least amount of deaths is the first one.
Yes, it's shocking. That's what I said. It's going to be paradoxical.
All right.
Now you might have to take this next one without me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Run.
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 Hurry up. Run.
Oh, are we going to count a dark match?
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. It's quite a funny dark match.
Yeah.
Paul Roma and the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yes.
Well, they're both still around, so.
There's got to. I wish there was video of that. I hope there's video of that. Is that on the VHS extras?
Then we got Martel and Coco, both around.
I stand by my statement that the real Coco Beware is either dead or is franchising out the gimmick. And I feel like in
no, you're
every,
just racist and you no, think they all look the same.
No. I think that the real Coco Beware is somewhere sitting on a pile of cash and he just finds little black dudes and for every like part of the country, I'm serious, for every part of the country, I'm gonna say maybe it's divided into thirds, maybe quarters. There's a Coco Beware in each part of the country and they're all just taking bookings, conventions, shows, just pretend to be Coco Beware.
Of all the things to franchise... Coco Beware.
I only say that because I swear the guy that I've done shows with, who I watch unplug a toilet with a coat hanger, is not the real Coco Beware.
All right.
This can't be.
Well, next time you should act like you know if you ever see him again.
No, I get
like,
it.
Hey, Coco. You know, I know what you're doing. Well, he... oh, someone's getting yelled at. Well, he's still alive. Then we got Demolition against the Colossal Connection, Andre and Haku. So we got our first death.
Uh-huh. First strike.
Then we have Earthquake.
Uh-huh. Is that his first time?
Earthquake. First time defeated Hercules.
Oh, so we're going double. Full bore there with
yeah.
With Rest in Piss.
Then we got Beefcake and Perfect. Perfect's
dead.
Yeah, well, Perfect making his debut here too. Mm-hmm. Roddy Piper and Bad News Brown.
You got a fresh rookie class here with a few few vets peppered in.
Then we got the Hart Foundation and the Bolsheviks. Nikolai Volkoff and Boris Zhukov. The Barbarian, Tito Santana. Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire. Now, Sapphire did wrestle.
Three Sapphire.
So I'm going to count her. Defeated Randy Savage, which is also, he's also dead. Mm-hmm. And Queen Sherry, who is also dead.
Yeah. All
wow, right. Dusty's the only one alive
the
from
the sole
that match.
Survivor,
he
if
is.
You will.
He did, if you will. the Orient Express. Now, I don't know much
I know
about
Tanaka's
them.
Still alive.
So.
And
so is Sato.
Yeah, all right. Orient all Express right. Holding in there.
Damn.
Hanging on.
Good for them.
Staying strong.
they defeated the Rockers. Then we got Jim Duggan and Dino Bravo.
Uh huh.
Dino Bravo coming up again. DiBiase and Jake Roberts. Big Boss Man.
What a change a year makes.
Yeah, right. Big Boss Man defeated Akeem. Akeem's still around. Rick Rude, dead. And Jimmy Snuka, alive. And then we got Warrior and Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Whoa.
Hot damn. Wow.
Matt was onto something.
Yeah.
That boy knows really his dead was. Wrestlers.
No shit. Wow. All right, move on to 7. Well, Matt's shitting still. Oh, another dark match. All
right, hold on. What is your source right now for the
Wikipedia.
Results? Okay. Are you looking at the cover or the poster or whatever this is for WrestleMania?
Yes.
The animated Hulk Hogan
yes,
with, the,
with
flag?
The flag?
What? How absurd is that?
The ridiculous. Let me... Yeah, I want to bring this up. Come on.
I mean, so far most of them have been just like an actual wrestler's face and then
yeah.
the WrestleMania banner.
There we go.
But this, like, that looks like the Toxic Avenger cover.
Yes, yeah. It does.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I think this was before that, right?
I don't know. And let me.
But bears a striking resemblance.
It does. Like even like the art style and everything.
Yeah.
Oh come on! I just had it. Son of a bitch. So I'm gonna be. Trying to find a nice large picture. These are all very small. Oh my god. Can't get it.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, here we go. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow. Wow. WrestleMania, what is it, 7?
7.
WrestleMania
1991.
7, and the Toxic Avenger.
What was Toxic Avenger?
Toxic Avenger.
I feel like it's late 80s, right? Toxic Avenger.
84,
yeah.
So came first.
It looks like they bit that, right?
Yes.
You
the
can't
same
tell me
style
I'm wrong
and everything.
This. Yeah.
Wow. You just blew my mind.
Oh, why is Matt shitting?
Oh, I know. This is going to be the picture for our show.
I think Toxie might be more ripped too,
and yeah.
and could have a better hairline. All right, onto the roster.
All right, we got another dark match. Coco and the Brooklyn Brawler. And then we got the Rockers and the Barbarian and Haku. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, here's a tough one. Texas Tornado and Dino Bravo. No good.
Oh, yeah.
Dead and dead. Then we got the British Bulldog dead.
You got 1 foot in the grave and 1 half foot in the grave. Right?
There you go. And the Warlord.
Get it? He lost his foot in a motorcycle accident.
Yes. Then you got the Nasty Boys and the Heart Foundation. All of them, as you know.
Still alive. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Jake Roberts, Rick Martel. The Undertaker, Jimmy Snuka. Undertaker's WrestleMania debut, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
he wasn't in. This was his first WrestleMania against Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah.
Then we got the Warrior and Savage. So we got Savage down there.
Retirement match.
Oh, boy. GGG.
Oh. We get a little yellow with this one, huh?
I don't even know how to say his name. Genichiro Tiriru.
Matt, come back. How do we say this?
He knows how tall he is and everything.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, they're both still alive.
Koji Kaka still alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I lost my place. Okay, then we got the Big Boss Man and Mr. Perfect. Earthquake.
Double DQ.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
DQ from life.
Earthquake and Greg Valentine. Did I mark him? Fuck.
Earthquake?
Yeah, I lost my place here. Hang on. We got texture. Rick Martel, Undertaker, Jimmy Snuka, Savage, Big Boss Man, Mr. Perfect, and Earthquake. Greg Valentine. Legion of Doom. Hawk coming in. Versus Power and Glory, Paul Roman, Hercules.
Yeah, so we got a half and half on this one, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Virgil and DiBiase. The Mountie and Tito Santana. And then Hogan and Slaughter. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wow. Ooh. Not making the cut there. WrestleMania 7, you let us down.
Why couldn't you have more dead people? All right, so what are we on, 8?
Yep.
Oh, no. How's everything, Matt? You missed this.
Yes. Yes. Classic.
All right, so we're up to WrestleMania 8. I think you missed 6 and 7. So far, WrestleMania 6 is the
champ
front runner
at 11.
The leader.
Yeah. And WrestleMania 1, still the least. Andre. Can you get me a Coke while you're in there? Yeah, that was a big one.
Perfect, Boss Man. Has to be at least 10.
What, for this one? Or for
WrestleMania 6.
For what?
WrestleMania 6.
Yeah, it was 11.
11.
Yep, damn. So far the...
it's a crown.
So far, the crown. What a crown.
Gotta urinate.
Your turn.
All right.
I've been told.
Another dark match. Bushwhackers. And the Beverly Brothers. Are they both still around?
I believe they're both still alive.
All right.
Real quick, let's take a little detour. Who is the wrestler that people mention to you most as being dead, but isn't dead?
Warrior.
All the time.
Still.
The first Warrior's dead, right? No, the first Warrior is still alive, and he's still the Warrior. Like, he's still alive. I want him to die just so I can say, yeah, he's finally dead.
Finally.
After he gets his Hall of Fame thing, he can fucking kick the bucket. He's done. Whatever.
There was like 5 of them, right?
There was a couple of Warriors, right? The first one's dead, right? Oh, my God. It's constant.
He jumped off a bridge.
The most common one's
a
car accident. Steroids ravaged his body, and he got into a car accident in the early 90s, and he's dead.
Yeah, and they replaced him.
The most random people would say that.
Yeah.
And it's like, how did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In trouble there?
All good?
All right, so WrestleMania 8, dark match. Everybody's good. First match, Shawn Michaels and El Matador. Then we got The Undertaker and Jake Roberts. Jake Roberts' last match until his return. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bret Hart and Piper. Then we got Big Boss Man.
Dead.
Virgil and Slaughter and Jim Duggan versus the Nasty Boys, Repo Man, and the Mountie.
What a clusterfuck.
Wow. I don't even remember that match. Yeah. Then we got Savage and Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Tatanka, Rick Martel.
Mm-hmm.
Natural Disasters, Earthquake, of course, versus Money Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Owen versus Skinner.
Gone.
And then Hogan and Sid Justice. Mm-hmm. Wow. Four.
Not bad.
Phew.
It's strong. That's strong.
Mm-hmm. Finally took
strong numbers.
Mm-hmm. Finally took one out of the spotlight.
And still, none of those people should be dead.
Yeah.
And now, what was that? 1992.
Yes.
Okay.
So what did you get? Did you get 91 WrestleMania 7?
Yeah.
Did you get Crush in there? He was a demolition.
Same. Oh, he was part of demolition.
He was demolition
then?
In that match.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
It was demolition versus two Japanese guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
oh, you're right.
And Crush
Axe and
was
Smash.
Gone. Yeah, Axe was gone. So you got to add Crush.
All right. So that was seven. All right. So seven has 10.
Wow.
Wow. Good call.
Mm-hmm. Seven creeping up the charts.
Damn. All right. WrestleMania
creeping
9.
Up the charts.
WrestleMania 9. Dark match. Tito Santana and Papa Shango. Yeah.
Tito, man. 9 WrestleManias in a row, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with 2 different gimmicks.
Yeah.
Then we got Tatanka and Shawn Michaels, the Steiners and the Head Shrinkers, Doink the Clown and Crush.
See you, Doink and Crush. Yep. That's our storm.
We have our first.
It's a twofer.
Then we got Razor and Bob Backlund. Money
Weird
Inc.
match, by the way.
A what?
Weird match.
Yeah, it's like old school, new school. Well, at the time. Money Inc. and the Mega Maniacs. Beefcake and Hogan. Luger and Perfect.
The Perfect Death.
Yeah. Taker and Gonzalez.
Nope, see ya.
See ya.
Gonzalez.
Yokozuna. And Bret Hart. And then, of course, seconds later.
Now, does that count twice?
Hogan and Zuna.
Does this count twice?
No. I mean, no. Well, we didn't
count Savage 4 times.
So. Yeah.
Right.
So that's 5 right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all right. So now we're WrestleMania 9 is so far in the lead, if you can call it that.
I think
10 5.
Is going to have a good amount.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. It's going to definitely be at least 7.
Mm-mm. All right. Dark match. The Heavenly Bodies. And the Bushwhackers.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's still alive.
Are they both still alive? Yeah.
Yep.
Is Jimmy Del Rey still kicking?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah. Wow, the first match was Owen and Brett?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Because Brett had to wrestle the last match, too. They wanted to space that out as much as possible.
Yeah,
but no matter how you slice it, Owen Hart, dead as a doornail.
He is. Well, and then we got a doubleheader here.
No.
Bigelow and Luna.
Bigelow and Luna.
And
Doink
no,
the Clown.
No, that Doink's still alive.
Okay, so that's the new Doink.
Mm-hmm.
And Dink.
Tiger Jackson might be dead.
Really?
Check it out.
Alive?
Really?
Alive?
He was an ugly midget.
And guess who trained him?
Lord Littlebrook.
No, Sky Lolo. But close. He was close.
Tiger Jackson, yeah. 57.
Okay.
Boo-boo-boo. All
right, so we got
Savage and Crush.
Both dead.
Dead and dead. Oh, yeah, you're right. This is a bad one.
It's not sizing up too good.
Alondra Blaze and Lelani Kai.
Lelani Kai.
She's
back. And I remember them making a big deal about her coming back.
Yeah. And
they were like, she hasn't been around in 10 WrestleManias.
And they gave her a whole 3 minutes.
Yep. Yeah.
So.
I never got the
Alondra Squash.
Men on a Mission, Mabel and Mo. So we got
Mabel.
Yeah, and the Quebecers.
Oh.
Jacques and Pierre.
Yeah.
I wonder if Oscar's still alive.
I doubt it. Pierre's still alive, right? No?
I thought so.
He didn't
come up on our...
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he's still there. 46. Yeah. Wow, he's still young.
He's got another run in him.
Yeah. He's a big guy.
He was
a brick shithouse.
He was interesting. Yeah, he was very interesting.
I mean, Jacques is always kind of scrawny. So.
He was not scrawny, but he was like...
He wasn't big by any
means. He was a decent-sized wrestler. He was a decent-sized guy. He wasn't small.
He was lean.
Yeah, yeah. Lean, yes, but he did have big shoulders.
Yes. And then we got Yokozuna.
See ya.
Gone. And Luger. Earthquake.
Ooh,
gone.
Mm-hmm, gone.
And Adam Bomb.
Still alive.
Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels. And then we got... Brett and Yokozuna.
Okay, so what's our total?
So, wait a minute. Yokozuna did twice?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Work Luger, and it was like a mini tournament almost. It was like the winner. Hmm. It was the winner of Luger and Yoko wrestled Brett. And Brett had to wrestle another match to even out the fact that they had to wrestle a match.
So it came Owen.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, number 11.
What was the total?
That was 8.
Boom.
That's
keeping it strong.
That's still a lot.
Impressive.
Wow, only 7 matches?
Yeah. That was really sad.
Yeah.
Imagine 7 matches over like 4 hours.
It's well, ridiculous. There was also that the Salt and Pepper performance.
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah. And, you know,
mm-hmm. LT.
The vignettes with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, my God. Nick Turturro.
So we got the Allied Powers, Luger and Bulldog.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
See ya. Mm-hmm. Versus the Blue Brothers.
Yeah, the Blue
The Harris Brothers.
Brothers
still alive, right?
Jacob and Eli.
Yeah, I believe they're both still alive.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Zebekiah.
Yeah. Oh, well, hey, who's back on TV now?
He certainly is. Keeping the same name. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might as well. Then we got Razor Ramon and Jeff Jarrett.
Mm-hmm. I wish Jeff Jarrett was dead.
Then we got Taker.
Jeff Jarrett's coming to the area soon.
He's starting another wrestling promotion.
Yeah, that's true.
Taker and King Kong Bundy?
Yes.
I don't remember King Kong Bundy being back.
No, it happened.
He had a little run with DiBiase.
That's when Kama came out, stole the urn, melted it down, made a chain.
Yeah. Taker slammed Bundy in that match. That was impressive.
Yeah,
and I always thought it would have been great for King Kong Bundy to come out because he came out to DiBiase's music, for them to replace Money with Bundy.
Bundy.
I thought that would have been great. They never did it.
Next match: Owen Hart and Yokozuna.
Together,
defeated the Smoking Guns.
That's
Bill
right.
And Bart.
Yoko made a surprise comeback. Yeah. That was huge, huge. By the way,
then we got Bret Hart.
They won the tag belts, though.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
We got
Big
Bret
deal.
Hart and Bob Backlund.
Okay.
Then we got Diesel with Pamela Anderson.
Avec
Pamela. He defeated Shawn Michaels with Sid and Jenny McCarthy. Then we got LT and Bam Bam Bigelow in the headline.
And Bigelow's fucking dead below.
So that's 4.
Just 4 for that one?
That's 4. That's it. Not a lot of matches. 7 matches.
7 matches, 4 dead wrestlers.
Yeah.
They had to keep payroll up. It was a rough time for the company.
All right. Oh, no. What is this now?
But 2 football players made their wrestling debuts there.
Oh, the referee for Taker and Bundy was an old football ref.
Well, I was going with the fact that Mongo McMichael was in the corner of Lawrence Taylor.
He was?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Yeah. And he went on to be a huge star in WCW.
Larry Young.
Huge.
Liked him. Larry Young was the referee for Undertaker and King Kong Bundy. Fucking random.
Yeah. So now we're at 12. Free for all match? What the hell
was
that?
That was the half hour live.
Oh right,
before
they went
to pay per view.
Todd Pettengill bullshit.
Todd Pettensmell.
Yeah.
Do you know they broke up?
Yes.
Scott and Todd.
Very recently. Yeah. The Scott and Todd show became the Todd show, and now Scott has his own show on
101.5.
Right?
I thought it was 101.1.
One.
Who cares?
One of the oldies, CBS.
I can't believe he's still on radio.
I know.
He's so annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we got the Body Donnas. Ooh, skip and zip.
They're missing another dark match, though.
What's that?
Come on. Like you don't know? We're going to act like we're this match didn't happen?
I'm sorry. What?
The other dark match.
Your burp broke your mic.
There was the free for all Body Donnas Godwin's match.
Wait,
there was another. There was another match that happened before this event.
Was there?
Come on, guys. The Huckster versus the Nacho Man.
Shit.
Oh,
that's right. Forgot about that.
So should we count Nacho as Macho?
I'm pretty sure the result of that match was one of them did die in the ring, supposedly.
Oh man,
yeah.
So we got one with the Body Donnas, right?
Yep, Chris
and
Gambino.
The Godwins. They're both still around.
I believe so.
Henry and Phineas.
Yeah,
with Hillbilly Jim. Yes, Henry Godwin is 50 years young.
Was that their call?
And yes, Dennis Knight, 45. So just one there. Then we got Camp Cornette. Ooh.
Oh, my.
We got Vader, alive. Owen Hart, gone. And the British Bulldog.
Dead.
They defeated Yokozuna.
Gone. Dead.
Jake Roberts.
Alive.
And Ahmed Johnson.
And Ahmed Johnson.
Black.
Then we have a little-known wrestler, the Ringmaster.
Yeah.
With his,
he didn't last long, did he?
Nah.
No.
With Ted DiBiase in his corner.
He had a cup of coffee with fame.
Against Savio Vega.
Oh, my God. He lost. Yes. To Savio Vega. Strap match, right?
Oh, no, he won. Austin won.
Which? When did he lose the Caribbean strap match to Savio?
I think that was like one of the...
It was in your house, yeah.
Yeah. And then they did it again on the pay-per-view where all the lights went out.
Yes.
And they had...
Beware of dog.
Yeah. And they... but they continued. So they have like all these weird shots.
Yes.
They had like emergency lighting only. So it was everything was dark and they kept going. That had to have been fun to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got Warrior and Triple H. Wow, forgot that happened.
A lot of I bet Triple H quick. Wants to forget that. Yeah. Was,
then we I got, think he just pressed him, right? He didn't even take off his ring jacket.
Yeah, he still had the jacket.
He came in, Triple H, I think he jumps him while he still got his big old like trench coat nose sleeves on. And he might have hit the pedigree. I think he just like beats him down, hits the pedigree, and then I think he does the gorilla press and the splash, and that's it.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Then we got Taker and Diesel.
Yeah, I think wasn't that Diesel's last match?
That was his last match on television.
Yeah,
he had. I think he wrestled Shawn. No, did he wrestle Shawn Michaels one more time after that?
Maybe. So last one.
No, that was his farewell. That was Diesel's farewell. But I think he might have. Had some like house shows or something like that after that.
Well, there was the famous
The click thing.
Yes,
where they all jerked each other off.
They did that.
Then we got Piper and Goldust in the Hollywood Backlot.
By the way, that was probably one of my favorite matches of all time.
Yeah, when he hit him with the car.
And it says here that went 12 minutes and 15 seconds. I don't think that's accurate.
No, it was like an hour and 12 minutes.
It went like the course of the whole event.
Yeah, they had the OJ chase.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah,
what were they thinking? But he does get into a white Bronco.
Yeah.
To get out of there.
Wait a minute. We have live video feed. This looks awful familiar. And then we got Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. So
not too bad.
Four again. Only got four.
Mm-hmm.
And all repeats, right?
Yeah, pretty much. No new blood. Then we got WrestleMania, Lucky 13.
Whoa. Not going to be so lucky.
The free-for-all match, Billy Gunn and Flash Funk.
Mm.
Wow. Then we got the Headbangers and the new Blackjacks, Wyndham and Bradshaw. And...
Oh, wow.
Barry Windham almost died a couple years ago.
Oh, well.
He had a heart attack.
We'll give it to him. And then we got the Godwins and Furnace.
Yeah, not over yet.
Furnace
yeah.
and LaFon.
Oh, one of them is
Furnace
dead.
Is dead.
Doug Furnace is dead.
Is dead. Yeah.
I was like, ooh, the Canadian one.
Right off the Canadian. Bat, on the free-for-all, we got one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That free-for-all was Billy Gunn Flash.
Yeah.
Okay, then we got Rocky Maivia. Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
defeated the Sultan.
Can we see if Rocky Maivia is still alive?
Well, there were the Die Rocky Die sign.
Yeah, the Sultan, otherwise known as Rikishi.
Rikishi, who,
your Rikishi.
I gave a sore ass to. Fuck you, Rikishi.
Sore ass. You're just that much of a hard body, Kev.
You need to turn your head, kid. You hurt my ass.
I think I'm on your nose.
Yeah,
right
did
my
I?
Butt cheeks.
Did I?
I dimple that butt cheek with my nose.
Then we got Triple H against Goldust,
uh-huh.
Owen and the Bulldog.
See ya.
Mankind and Vader.
Okay, there's two more.
Bret Hart, Steve Austin, LOD, one more, and Ahmed Johnson.
Still black.
Against the Nation of Domination, Crush coming in again.
See ya.
D'Lo Brown, he's the only one that's dead there. And then we got Taker and Psycho Sid.
Yep.
Five.
Nice.
Wow. It's really like all over the place.
Yeah, it just keeps jumping back and forth.
Yeah, the numbers they go up and down and up and down.
We still don't have a WrestleMania with nobody dead.
Nope, not even close. Okay. What are we on here? 14?
14.
LOD 2000. Mm. Hawk and Animal, so that's one. Against the new Midnight Express. Bombastic Bob and Bodacious Bart.
Oh, God.
You open this one right up with it. Yeah. With one.
That's it. Takamichinoko. Never liked him. Defeated Aguilar. Who's that?
I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
He's a...
Taka's still alive?
Mm-hmm. He also wrestled in the WWF as S.A. Rios.
Mm-hmm.
That stupid little tuft of hair sticking out of his head.
Yeah.
Triple H and Owen Hart. Then we got Mark Merrill and Sable. defeated the artist formerly known as Goldust.
Yeah, that was a weird time.
And Luna.
Luna.
And he would wear like a green bodysuit with women's lingerie over it.
Yeah, like a green jock strap or something.
They really took that gimmick to like the next level.
Yeah.
Which was unnecessary.
Yeah, they were trying way too hard.
It just got fucked up. I think the problem was they were trying to embarrass him to start with the gimmick, and he got it over. So like, wow, we really need to fuck with him now.
Yeah. Then we got The Rock and Ken Shamrock. Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie versus the New Age Outlaws. Mm-hmm. Then we got The Undertaker and Kane.
Still good.
And Austin and Michaels. Wow. Three.
All right. We're getting closer to our goal.
We are. We're going to do it, folks.
We're right there. I can taste it. I feel like the next one.
I can smell it.
The next one, they're all... What year are we up to now? 1999?
This is 15, so that's, 99. Let's see here.
Just shy of the new millennium.
Now we got the heat matches. Do you want to count those?
Might as well.
No, I mean...
I doubt there's going to be anybody dead in the...
They had gotten rid of the free-for-all at that point, and heat would be like an hour before on a different channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I don't think we have any deaths anyway. You got Jacqueline defeated Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Ivory is.
Ivory.
Uh-oh. Battle Royal.
Didn't know her.
Yeah.
She's 52. Well, they're both alive anyway.
She's 52.
Yeah. Shit. And then we got D'Lo Brown and Test.
Test.
Test is dead.
See ya.
This
is a battle royal.
Yeah. That was the battle royal where I think the last two people in became the tag team champions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? That is random.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching at this point, really.
I wasn't either.
At that point is when they really 99. Just started taking the hot, bubbly shit all over tag team wrestling.
I don't think we should count the heat matches, because that wasn't even a pre-show.
Okay.
No.
So I'm going to...
So Test gets the...
Yeah, because we got Draws in there. Yeah. He's still alive. He's still alive. All right, so the first official match, we got Hardcore Holly. Uh-huh. Is he alive?
Yep.
Who's the one that died?
Crash Holly.
Yeah.
And Billy Gunn and Al Snow. For the Hardcore Championship. Then we got Owen. No. Owen came in.
He's the one that's going to drag everything down.
Only one more. This is it.
Fucking Owen.
He's done after this.
And Jeff Jarrett. They defeated D'Lo Brown and Test.
Oh.
There you go.
That was a quick run.
Yeah. And then we got Butterbean and Bart Gunn. That fucking boxing bullshit.
35 Butterbean. Seconds.
Butterbean's still alive?
I'm pretty sure.
As far as I know, yeah. I think we would have heard it. Yeah, he's 47. Yeah. Just as fat.
420 pounds.
Then we got Mankind versus Paul White, otherwise known as The Big Show. And then we got the Road Dog, Jesse James. And Ken Shamrock, Goldust. With the Blue Meanie and Ryan Shamrock and Val Venus.
Elimination.
Oh, four corners elimination for the Continental. Yeah, I definitely never saw this. This is right when I fell off right here.
99 was when we both stopped, really.
Yeah, I think I stopped around 98. 99 is just completely gone. I didn't even watch this. Then we got Kane and Triple H, Sable and Tori, Shane McMahon and X-Pac, Taker and the Big Boss Man.
Dead.
Yep. And then Steve Austin and The Rock. So only three there. Three for 14, three for 15. Okay, we can do this, folks.
WrestleMania 2000.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
You knew it.
This is going to be the one. This is going to be the one.
Sorry, but Tess has got to be on at least the next four WrestleMania.
Oh, that's a shame for many reasons.
Yeah. All right, I got a good...
Oh, never mind.
I got a good feeling about this one.
I just saw it.
The Big Boss Man. And Bull Buchanan. I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm.
Bull Buchanan, B squared, bro. He was a tag team partner of John Cena when he first started.
No.
Is he alive?
He's alive. He's a big muscular guy with a small head.
He wrestles in the South.
And then the Godfather and D'Lo. We got Hardcore Holly and Crash Holly.
See
you. TNA.
Oh.
Test it out.
Piling them up.
Head Cheese.
Head Cheese.
Al Snow and Steve Blackman?
Yes.
Yeah. It was Al Snow insisted that Steve Blackman didn't have enough character and that he needed a gimmick. And he's like, I have head. You're going to be the cheese. And he put a Wisconsin cheese hat on him. And they called themselves Head Cheese.
Wow.
They did that.
That's like something Matt would come up
with. It is. No, I would have something with a little more validity than that.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Then we have Edge and Christian and the Dudley Boys.
Okay. And my boy, Matt Hardy.
Oh, and the Hardy Boys. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I missed that part. And then we got Terry Runnels and the Cat.
Lawler's wife.
With Moolah and May.
Then we got Too Cool, Grandmaster Sexay and Scotty Too Hotty, and China versus the Radicals. Eddie Guerrero. He's dead, right?
Guerrero.
Dead.
Perry Saturn.
Alive.
Who they thought was dead. Yeah.
Lived under a bridge or something.
Dean Malenko.
Okay, so Eddie's dead.
Dean Malenko's dead?
No, Eddie.
Oh.
Eddie's dead.
I was gonna say. And then we got Chris Benoit.
Dead.
Kurt Angle and Chris Jericho. We got Rikishi and Kane against D-Generation X, Xbox.
Yeah, we don't really get a break here. As soon as like some guy's gone, like as soon as Owens, all his WrestleMania's taken care of, then we got another guy step in.
There's always somebody. And then we got Triple H and The Rock and Mick Foley and Big Show. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nice. Coming back strong.
And I need a bathroom break.
Whoa.
I got lots of spaghetti in me. Talks amongst yourselves.
Spaghetti.
We'll try.
Spaghetti makes
you. I'll ask Kevin the same question I asked Derek before.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa, what was that? Oh.
Even his back is the shit.
I asked Derek, what wrestler do you find most commonly people ask if they're dead or insist that they're dead but they're not dead?
That's a good question.
Derek hit it instantly before.
I put Jake on that list.
Jake?
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean
that rumor was very strong in the early 90s.
A lot of people believe that, and it came before the internet, so it wasn't like people could immediately look it up
and say no.
And everyone could be like, oh, fake, he's not dead. I saw him at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's really interesting because like people will literally insist. They won't even ask. They will just insist. They'll be like, oh, yeah, it was a warrior. The first one died, right? Yeah. Like, the first one is the Ultimate Warrior who's still alive.
Yeah.
You dummy. Like, what? I remember as a kid
It moved past the point of, I think it was, it's like, yeah, no, he is dead.
He's dead.
Is the next one dead too?
Yeah. The first one died. What do you mean the first one? To imply that there is a second one is the only way there can be a first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's another. I'm trying to think of who it is, but I'm pretty sure there's someone else who people insist is not the original of a guy, and he's out there, and I can't think of him right now.
Oh, One Warrior Nation?
I have a show coming up May 2nd.
Oh, no.
And one of the advertised matches, the headlining matches, is One Warrior Nation versus The Nature Boy.
Oh, no.
The Nature Boy.
Oh, no.
Woo! The Nature Boy, Paul Lee.
Oh.
The Nature Boy, Paul Lee.
Wait, you mean like Rick Ratchet, right?
No.
Yeah, like, you know, like the Nature Boy Rick Ratchet?
No, this is a guy from, I think he's from like Virginia or something, who legit just does flair.
You mean Rick Ratchet, right?
Nope. Nope. He's got he's got bleach blonde hair.
Okay, so
where's the robes?
Wait, Rick Ratchet?
No. Does all the mannerisms.
Rick Ratchet.
Nope. This is the Nature Boy.
Yeah.
Paul Lee.
Is that Rick Ratchet's real name?
No.
Oh.
No. Unfortunately.
Oh, I was really hoping it would be.
The match might be entertaining if it was Rick Ratchet, but no, this is a guy who goes around telling people. He did a show sometime in like 2009, 2010, where he paid a shitload of money to have Ric Flair and J.J. Dillon be a part of the show.
I always love that.
And he got the okay from Flair then to be the new Nature Boy.
So what, did he just give Ric Flair like a whole bunch of wine and Flair like got drunk and was just like...
Basically, he tossed a bunch of cash and
booze. I don't care if you're the Nature Boy. I just want my wine. Woo!
Is that what happened?
Sounds about as accurate as it could be.
Any chance I get to pull out my Flair impression?
Yeah, and the wine line. That it gets me every time. But yeah, that's May 2nd. I believe that's in Spotswood, New Jersey. Spotswood. I could be wrong.
May 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let
me know.
Superstars of Wrestling. Should be interesting.
Maybe this I'll swing by.
This guy's been real hyped on this match for a while. And I told him that, you know, for all intents and purposes, he should look up Bobby Piper and see what he's doing.
Oh, Bobby Piper. Bobby Piper had a little hand in training me.
Yeah.
Yeah, very small hand. I think maybe like 2 or 3 sessions when I broke in. He liked me. He wouldn't remember me.
Now, he claims to be Roddy Piper's cousin,
He
right?
does claim that, yeah.
Yeah, and is there any proof that
Never heard that substantiated, no. Okay.
But at least of the three, he's the only one that might have some type of legitimate claim, right?
I really don't know, because when I was a kid and I was that's funny to say, when I was a child in high school, going to Iron Mike Sharp's, there were people there always claiming things.
Yeah,
like you know, like JC the outpatient.
Yeah,
yeah. He used to claim that he was related to Foley, and then back then it was like, I mean, it was 15 years ago. He kind of looks like him, like in a vague sort of way. So it was like, okay, maybe you are. I don't know.
I remember when I first did a show with JC the Outpatient.
Yeah,
and he's in the sweats and the sleeveless shirt, just like Foley.
Yep.
But rather than have a socko, he's got a paper bag. And he's talking to the paper bag and having the paper bag talk to fans and other wrestlers. And yeah.
Yeah, I saw him put many a hole in a wall in Iron Mike's by diving off the ring apron.
Oh.
Like he'd do a spot where he'd be like standing on the ring apron after like taking a hit, and then like the guy would like smash into him, and then he would dive off the, you know.
and then he would just aim for the wall.
And he would put a hole in the wall.
All right.
He was an asshole. I never worked with him. He seemed to...
He was actually in the news a few years back because him and Balls Mahoney decided to work a match in the middle of a restaurant so they could get out of paying their bill.
That's
yeah.
hilarious.
Yeah, in Central Jersey. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He was one of those guys that just was friends with all the dudes that were there, like training guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't really question him. It was like him, and it was Norm and Antonio and the Freak. Yeah. I don't know if you know the, Freak.
Is he the really small?
He's real scrawny, tall.
No,
thin.
Then I might have met a different Freak.
Maybe you did. He's like he would wear eye makeup that kind of made it look like he had like a mask on almost, like a burglar's mask. Talks real slow.
All right, the Freak that I met.
Yeah.
Looked a lot like the singer from Prodigy.
Oh, no. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Although I feel like the Freak might be a common...
It could be.
Too common of a wrestling... if it's not a name, maybe a moniker that somebody
the
uses.
Freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He was whatever. Yeah. But, Bobby Piper. Bobby Piper was...
He would wear the t-shirt that said, Cousin of a Legend.
Cousin of a Legend.
Yeah.
He really, I guess one of the guys that kind of reminds me of him a little bit is Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit, like, from remembering, because I haven't seen Bobby Piper in close to 15 years, I would say. It just remembering how he was then kind of reminds me of how Rocker is now. Just a little bit. There's, like, a little something there.
No, in that you mean the sense of like takes it a little too seriously.
Just overall, like just demeanor and aura. Kinda,
I mean, I'm sure if anybody's listening, Rocker. If you want to look him up, it's the retro rocker Ricky Rocks. You really want to see an up and coming superstar.
Mix him a little bit with Nova, and that's Bobby Piper from my recollection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy.
I don't know if Derek ever met him. I don't think so. Bobby Piper. Did you ever meet him? He was a pretty... I mean, I don't know how big of an indie name he was yet at the time. I don't know if he is now. No.
I haven't seen him in years.
Okay. I haven't thought about him in years. It's just funny that you mentioned him. Bobby Piper.
Hey, it just seems to work with the Nature Boy.
Nature Boy, Bobby Piper.
Paul Lee and One Warrior Nation.
Yeah.
You might as well have Bobby Piper.
Yeah.
So you want to keep going?
Let's keep going. Let's roll it through. Steamroll it.
I suggest we just make this one big show. Well, no, because we're over an hour already.
It's a big show.
So let's just do one big show this week. And I can watch the last episode of The Walking Dead.
Oh. All
right. Heat match. We'll ignore that. This is, by the way, WrestleMania 17, 2001, right?
Yeah.
Chris Jericho.
That would be the first Rockin' Austin, right?
Second
Rock and Austin.
Chris Jericho and Billy Regal.
Billy, they're both alive. Billy Regal.
Well, I call him Billy.
Oh, because you guys are that close, right?
Yeah. Then we got Taz and the Acolytes Protection Agency. Bradshaw and Farouk.
What a great gimmick that was, huh?
Yeah.
The fake fucking doorway.
That was ridiculous.
They wouldn't acknowledge you if you didn't walk through the doorway. If you walked around it.
Hey, you walk through the door when you come in here.
Damn.
And Right to Censor.
Oh, who's in that?
The Godfather, Val Venus, and Bull Buchanan. Okay. Yeah.
There's that Bull Buchanan again.
There's that news van. So far, everybody's alive, right?
Mm.
Then we got Kane,
uh-huh.
Raven,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And The Big Show.
Okay.
Still kicking. All of them.
We're doing good so far. Is this it?
You know what? I didn't even know Raven made his way into WWE.
He did. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie Guerrero.
Oh.
Womp.
It's okay, because I'm sure that's just one. All that's right. Just one.
Okay.
Nope.
We're holding out strong.
Nope. Yeah.
defeated Test.
Oh. Oh, no.
Next one will be fine, I'm sure.
Chris
Kurt Angle, nope. Like I said.
Okay, good. Kurt Angle.
Yeah, way to ruin the game.
Yeah. All right, Kurt Angle.
Yes, Chris Benoit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
China and Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
Shane McMahon and Mr. McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
Edge and Christian and the Dudley Boys and the Hardy Boys again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kept that going for a while.
And then we had the... the gimmick battle royal.
Yes.
Oh, we got to get the gimmick battle royal.
Oh, yeah. Here, I got it.
There's quite a few deaths in this one.
Yeah. All right. Lay it on me.
Repo Man.
Alive.
Gobbledygooker.
That was the original was Hector Guerrero. I don't know who that was the Gobbledygooker in that match.
Yeah. We'll just chalk it up to Hector.
Who is still alive, right?
Yeah. Kay. Tugboat.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Earthquake.
Oh.
Gone.
Kim Chi.
Is it the original kimchi?
I don't know. I don't know.
I got the battle royal right here, too.
Could be Lombardi.
Oh, they're saying Lombardi.
Okay.
All right. Bushwhacker Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
Duke Drosy. The Goon. Nikolai Volkov.
Wait, Duke Drosy, he's dead, right?
No.
Is he?
He's still alive. So 43 years young.
Okay.
Kind of looks like Ken.
It kind of does.
Oh my god.
For like a second.
Nikolai, Bushwhacker Butch, Doink the Clown, Michael Hayes, One Man Gang, Kamala. Can you count this like a third dead?
Yeah, he is like a third
both,
dead.
Both, you know, both them footsies are gone.
Hooves are gone, yeah.
Brother Love, Sergeant Slaughter, Hillbilly Jim, and Iron Sheik, who wow. I'm pretty sure the Iron Sheik only won that at that point because he couldn't.
He couldn't be thrown out of the ring.
Without
that is
something.
A shockingly living
battle
royal considering the names that are in there.
Yeah. Michael Hayes looked ridiculous when he came out.
Oh, and his music is so embarrassing.
Yeah. So after that, we got The Undertaker and Triple H and Steve Austin and The Rock.
So what do we get for that?
Four.
And one from the Battle Royal? Just a quake?
Yeah, just a quake. That's it. Man, we're still digging here. Next one. All right, we got the Sunday Night Heat. which we're not counting, but I mean, if we did right off the bat, we got Mr. Perfect.
Wow, that's a weird match, though.
That is so weird. Rikishi, yes. Scotty Too Hotty, and Albert versus Mr. Perfect, Lance Storm, and Test.
Yeah. That was when Perfect came back for that short run he had.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. With Jacqueline as the special guest referee. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I think her shirt comes off in that.
Oh.
Nice. Big chocolate milk titties.
Chocolate milk titties.
Ew, gross.
Well, really, blacks. I can... I mean, if we want to keep counting the tallies, you could probably skip to 2007 because there's going to be somebody dead in every one of them through 2007.
So you just want to throw the bit away?
Yeah.
You do? Really?
I'm just thinking like ahead here because this is going to take a long time.
That's what I'm saying. We're just make it one big long show.
Okay.
And on our, since next week's WrestleMania.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
this is
our
WrestleMania show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Yeah.
That's what this is right now.
Yeah, exactly.
This is our version.
So, first match, we got Rob Van Dam and Billy Regal. We got
your boy Billy Regal.
Billy Reeks. Billy. We got DDP and Christian.
All
right. Maven. Who's Maven?
Tough
enough guy.
Okay.
Yeah, still alive.
And Goldust.
Drug addict, but still alive.
Nice. Kurt Angle and Kane.
Ooh. We're doing pretty good.
The Undertaker and Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, weird.
With the damnedest superplex you'll ever see.
Mm. Edge and Booker T.
That's something I want to watch after this.
Steve? Edge and Booker T?
No.
Oh.
Undertaker versus Flair, just with the superplex.
Steve Austin, Scott Hall. Billy and Chuck.
Uh-huh. What
the hell is that?
Billy Gunn and Chuck Palumbo of WCW fame.
Okay.
Yeah.
They defeated the APA.
Mm-hmm.
The Dudley Boys,
uh-huh,
and the Hardy Boys.
Whoa! But who's gonna ruin it?
Wait a second. We're going pretty strong in this.
The Rock and Hogan.
Uh huh.
Jazz and Trish Stratus and Lita.
Okay.
And Triple H and Chris Jericho.
We've done it.
We did it.
Wait a minute. There's no Eddie Guerrero.
No.
There's no Chris Benoit.
No.
No Test.
No.
We found it.
Is it possible?
Test was in the Sunday Night Heat.
Oh, shit.
WrestleMania.
And Mr. Perfect.
18.
WrestleMania 18. Zero deaths.
Unbelievable.
On the main card.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow. I was convinced that Eddie. This is.
It took nearly two decades.
Wow.
I'm going to make a call real quick. Uh-huh. I'm going to get a plaque engraved for WrestleMania 18.
Okay, I think I got it. I'm astonished. No Eddie, no Test, no Benoit.
Wow.
And right before this, you wanted to say,
I was going
to
say, call it a day and let's move on up.
Yeah, we did it.
Huh.
We did it, boys. We found it.
I didn't think it would be this.
You got to run through that again one more time.
All right.
I'm
Rob,
not believing
Rob Van Dam,
uh-huh,
and Billy Regal.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
DDP and Christian.
Uh-huh.
Maven and uh-huh. Goldust.
We got to look everybody up right now, make sure they didn't die in the last 10 minutes.
Yes.
Check your Facebook feeds.
Kurt Angle and Kane.
You know, last time we did a dead wrestler bit, somebody died like the next day.
No, so. No, he died while we were doing it.
All right.
But he was like a Mexican wrestler.
It was Hector Garza. I was actually going to say him during the last run.
Yeah,
I was because Hector Garza is still alive, but I didn't think of it.
Yeah,
and he was like one of my picks. Sure enough, he died like in the middle of that bit.
Yeah, Kurt Angle, Kane, Undertaker, Flair, Edge and Booker T, Steve Austin, Scott Hall,
uh-huh,
Billy and Chuck, APA, Dudley Boys, Hardy Boys, both with Z's, The Rock and Hogan,
it's edgy,
yeah. Jazz, Trish Stratus, Lita. And
Jazz is alive, right?
Yep. And her, she's married to Rodney Mack. I think they have a wrestling school down somewhere in the South. Yep,
she's
alive.
She's scary, but she's alive.
Louisiana.
And then we got Triple H and Jericho.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So where was Eddie Guerrero at the time?
I don't know.
Injured?
Rehab?
Wow. I'm speechless.
That's it. We did it.
So
you want to keep going?
Are we done?
18 WrestleManias.
Is the bit over?
Do you want to call it a bit or you want to keep going?
WrestleManias. WrestleManias.
Well, let's do 19, see what we come up with.
Okay.
All right, skipping the Heat match, which everyone's still alive anyway in that. Okay. Matt Hardy and Rey Mysterio. Taker, Big Show, and A-Train.
Mm-hmm.
That's Albert, Tensai, Yeah.
Prince Albert.
Oh, Prince Albert. Yeah. Okay. Trish Stratus and Victoria and Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Team Angle, Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
Mm-hmm.
Defeated Los Guerreros, Eddie and Chavo.
There we are. Okay.
And Chris Benoit and Rhino. So right there we got two.
Yeah. So I guess they took a year off, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Then we got Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, Triple H, Booker T, Hogan, McMahon, Rock and Austin, and then Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle. So two.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That Lesnar-Angle match was nuts. They both ended up real fucked up.
So
by the end of
WrestleMania
that.
18, as of right now, is like an anomaly.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Because there were some major players active at the time mm-hmm. that just weren't there.
Oh, Shawn Michaels and Jericho was also a really crazy match.
Yeah. All
right.
And then, you know, of course, WrestleMania 20, we got Benoit. So, yeah, I think I'll call it a bit. You want to go over the numbers again?
Yeah.
What's the champ?
The champ is WrestleMania 6 at 11.
I don't think it's going to get beat.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah. No. Not for another, like, 50 years.
So, just run down the numbers. WrestleMania 1, we got 6. 2, we got 10. 3, we have 8. 4, we have 10. 5, we have 9. 6 is the big one with 11. 7, there's 10. 8, we got 4. 9, we got 5. 10, we have 8. And then 4, 4, 5, 3, 3, 5, 4, 0.
Incredible.
And then 2. So, 16 was actually kind of a big hit. Actually, 10 was a big hit.
Yeah.
Because we went from 11 to 10 to 4 to 5 and then back up to 8.
Hmm.
Huh. How about that? WrestleMania 18. Look it up, kiddies.
If you want to watch a wrestling event where you don't have any dead wrestlers,
yeah.
you could see them again.
You could, yeah, you could have a reunion and they would all be there. Yeah. Amazing.
Incredible. That, just not the free for all.
That reminds me, I did a memorial show for a wrestler who had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And the promoter of it was just this dunderhead named the Mambo King. So before the show, he decides he wants to give a little speech, you know, to memorialize the wrestler who had passed. And he gets in the ring, gets on the microphone, and he's going through this whole thing, and he goes, "Parents in the crowd, I want you to go home and I want you to look at your kids' wrestling toys, and I want you to count all the dead wrestlers your kids are playing with."
Shit.
And he goes, "This is a problem in our business, so I want a 21 bell salute for all these dead wrestlers."
21 bell salute.
Yeah. Agonizing.
Wow.
21.
But a certainly a highlight of my career.
Yeah.
Who was it that passed away in? Wasn't it been Bigelow? I did a show for DWF in like March or April 2007. And I remember having a salute. I want to say it was Bigelow or Bad News Brown or something like that. Can't remember who it was. But it was a 10 bell salute. You know, we just stood around the ring.
What year was it?
2007.
Yeah, Bigelow was I think October of 07.
Okay. So it was earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. I think it was right before the Battle Royal.
I'm still shocked at WrestleMania 18. I really thought we were going to go into.
I really thought it was just
never going to end.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow or next week, somebody's going to die.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know, whatever.
You're a good person for saying that.
Thanks. Thanks. What do you want to do? You want to just do a couple of stories and get out of here?
Yeah. Let's run some stuff.
We're running a little late.
Run until like a quarter.
Stories.
Yeah. That'd be fine. Kids are smoking something. They're smoking something.
Cock?
Crazy kids.
Smell what these kids are smoking?
What do you think the kids are smoking?
What are these kids smoking?
What are these kids smoking?
Oh, these kids are smoking.
What's the deal with smoking?
These kids are smoking.
It's not the traditional drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's something very odd
mm-hmm.
that kids are smoking now.
Okay.
It's becoming popular amongst teens.
Okay. They're smoking. Is it something you can like buy in a store?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Something I have
readily
right
available.
Yeah, right upstairs.
A rolling paper.
Obviously.
I got a lot of stuff upstairs, so that doesn't help you very much, does it? Throw me something. Something from a grocery store.
I'm thinking they're smoking paper bags.
Paper bags. Okay. Kevin? Do you have a better
Hold on. Now, are you saying that they're taking the paper bag and rolling it up like a big fat blunt as it is and smoking it? Or are they breaking up the paper bag and sticking it in some sort of pipe? Like, how are they smoking?
It's just like History of the World Part 1. I just have the giant joint. Mm-hmm.
You have it upstairs, you say?
I'm thinking. Sure. I'm trying to think.
Is it in? I need like a little. Is it in like the medication field at all, or is it just random thing?
Grocery.
So I'm like
grocery.
You can go right now to a grocery store and buy as much of it as you like.
Okay. Are we talking produce? Are we talking spice?
It is not a produce.
It's not a food.
It is not a food. Well, yeah. It's not. It's a drink.
Wow. Smoking a drink?
Yes.
This is very strange. All
right, powdered iced tea.
Very good guess, but no.
And it's got to be Kool-Aid. They smoking Kool-Aid.
Fucking Tang.
These kids smoking Kool-Aid.
Tang.
What are they smoking?
These little astronauts in their Tang.
Let me get rid of some of that Tang.
Kids right now are getting their caffeine fix by smoking coffee.
Smoking coffee. Does that work?
I guess the coffee grounds. Coffee smoking is a dangerous new trend that is going viral amongst teens. We've heard of people eating coffee beans, but smoking them is a whole other thing. There are websites popping up online that will teach kids step by step on how to roll their own caffeine stick.
Caffeine stick.
Ooh, fuck them.
There's a quote here from the website. It says, "We're about to legalize marijuana all over the United States.
All over.
I think we can live with a few bean heads."
Wow. So this is the next step. It's okay to smoke marijuana, so you might as well just let people smoke whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. The side
slippery
effects.
Slippery slope. Next thing you know, people are going to start smoking gays. And
smoking gays. Stop smoking that cock.
Side effects, trouble breathing, dizziness, vomiting, and even hallucinations. Mm-hmm. Smoking coffee.
Sounds like a hell of a rip then, huh?
Yeah. I think we should try it. Next bit.
just real quick, I kept flipping through manias, and as soon as I'd see someone who's dead, I would move on. Not until 25.
Is there another one?
Which would...
So 25 would be the next...
Is 2009. Mm-hmm. So that would be
the next one.
Yeah,
wow.
No death.
Wow. So 18.
That Umaga really wreaked some havoc in those years.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because he was like rosy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
fucking Umaga. Unbelievable. Let's see what else we got here.
You think it's quicker to smoke coffee than like brew a cup? who thinks of this?
I don't know. I mean, people will try anything. Madonna's. What happened to Madonna?
I don't know, man.
She's fucking... Madonna flashes her ample cleavage as she poses in fishnets yet again while laughing at all the haters.
Laughing at the haters.
Her ample.
That's her ample cleavage right there.
That's her mediocre cleavage.
That's like a child's behind.
Well, at least they...
Look at her thumb! What is that?
Ew!
Oh,
ew.
No!
Ew!
Oh, no!
What the hell is that?
It's like a cock with a nail on the end.
Oh, my God. It looks like a little veiny cock.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. It looks like a glove, like a Halloween glove.
It does.
I thought the bright flash on the face was covering up a world of hurt, and then you see that hand. And
oh, my God.
What the fuck? All right. Look up pictures of her hands. There's got to be pictures of her hands all over the place.
Well, we got more pictures here.
Oh. That's one thing. Like when you're she's like 55 now, right?
Something like that.
She can be as muscular and lean as she wants, but there's nothing you can do about those hands. They're gonna shrivel up like an old woman, and that's what they are. She must hate them.
Like, that's why she's always wearing gloves now, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. It's like it's like turning her hands turning into like leather.
She's what is she wearing a cross for?
I don't know.
She's back to Catholic.
She led out of Jesus.
She was Kabbalah for a little while, right?
She loved that Jesus.
How she's taking selfies with no hands.
She's got the phone probably on the freaking thing, and she's probably got to take like 60 shots of herself.
Yeah. I guess that's her there. 55-year-old.
That's Meryl Streep.
No, that's Madonna.
Oh.
That does not look like Madonna. I got news for them. That's somebody else. It's definitely.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I mean,
fucked up thumbs.
And like her eyelashes. She always has these weird big separated ass, eyelashes. Yeah. And it just makes her look even
caterpillar
older.
Caterpillar eyelashes.
Like she I don't know.
She was really hot when she hit like 40. She was super hot. And
yeah.
And then that was it.
I think the last time she was really hot was like Austin Powers.
Austin too. Powers, yeah. That's when she was about 40.
Was that 99?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she was still that whole Ray of Light album or whatever.
Exactly. That album was her zenith.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Out of toast.
Which is not bad.
That's her WrestleMania 18.
Wow. Madonna.
I don't know. It might have been her WrestleMania 25.
It's true. But look at that thumb. Oh.
That's,
it looks
that's
like
gross.
It was pickled.
They couldn't just shop that out.
I know.
Like, somebody had to have seen this and been
Madonna
like,
and her formaldehyde.
What can
thumb.
We do about this thumb? I guess we got to leave it in there. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's add a little.
Look up Madonna on Arena Magazine.
What the fuck is that?
That's Madonna. Oof. 40 years old. What is it? Oh, 40 pages. Never mind. But yeah,
that looks like it could be like a mortician's photo of Brittany Murphy.
No, you never know. 1999. Yeah, there you go.
Ample cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
I would not call that ample cleavage.
Well, it's enough.
She's turning into like Angela Lansbury.
Wow.
Is that Murder, She Wrote?
Yes
it
okay.
is.
Just had to clarify.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's something here about black Barbies.
What about them?
I don't
what
know.
What's the color of it after?
There's a video, though. I like videos. Let's watch a video. Yeah. I like videos.
When a Hamilton mom went looking for a Barbie for her daughter, she ran into a challenge. Finding a variety of dolls that reflect positive images for her daughter were hard to find here in Canada.
Her daughter
Since
in Canada,
then, she's been
Canada.
Buying dolls in the U.S. and customizing them
what?
For Canadian consumers. The response has been fantastic, but she's still a mom on a mission, and Queen C is here with us today. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us your story. What happened? You went shopping, and then what?
I decided that my daughter was at the age that I would like to buy her some dolls. They used to be just animal dolls. And
Queen C.
I finally found that there was a few black dolls.
Founder
again,
of Beautiful.
To the States.
As
and
in
I was never
you.
Really a fan of Barbie Tiful. Because of the lack of representation. But when I did find these black dolls, I said, I'm going to get some for my daughter. And then
pause
I
it,
realized
for my
that
daughter.
I had access to them, so I started buying them for...
Queen C, the C for cunt.
Oh, yes.
I got news for you. Barbie's a white character. And if they want to introduce some black characters as their friends, I mean, that's fine.
They shouldn't, because it's a bad influence. Oh.
Well, I also got news.
That teaches
for her.
Young white girls that's okay to hang out with black people.
Barbies aren't terrific role models for white girls either. She
not at all.
She has unrealistic body proportions. Yeah,
absolutely.
I believe somebody said once that if
she'd have to be 7 feet tall to have her measurements,
and she wouldn't be able to stand.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like she would some crush very, herself.
Some very yeah. narrow legs.
Yeah, her legs are the entire length of her the rest of her body.
Much.
If not, if not larger,
make a hell of a rocket.
So let's not act like you know they're being racist.
But if you're looking for a black Barbie doll, you're not gonna find one because Barbie's white. You might find her friends.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Her friend Monique, I believe. Doesn't she have a black friend?
Monique and Kendall.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's a
there's a variety of African.
There's a United Nations of Barbies.
Yeah, Barbie
somewhere.
Type girls, but there's not a Barbie doll. That's
it's
Whoops, Daisy. Let's hear what else she has to say.
I want to look at black Barbie and see what comes
put
up.
It, put in colored. You might find a better result.
That's true.
A Brandy doll.
My favorite black Barbie doll from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Barbie.
Customizing dolls for girls of color. I mean,
you know, I I would love nothing more than for her to like try to sell her customized Barbies and get sued.
Yeah.
I mean, here's another thing. You live in fucking Canada.
Yeah.
There's the African Canadian population.
It can't be massive.
Is like 3%.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I mean, I don't understand.
Well, let's see what else she has to say.
I don't understand.
Oh, let me turn it up.
Things like that. And then I started realizing that it's great, especially the Sew and Style line that Mattel had, because I had a variety of different skin shades. And because my not-for-profit organization, Beautiful Girls Club, deals with promoting multiculturalism and self-esteem in girls, how can I, as a black woman, be doing that for all girls when I can't focus that on even just my own daughter when it comes to her being a little black girl?
I want to know more about this Sew and Style line, because that's what you were finding in the States.
Yes.
But you weren't finding here, correct?
Exactly.
And why?
Welcome to America.
Basically, after searching and doing a lot of emailing back and forth with Mattel Canada and then Mattel US, I found out that the Sew and Style line is actually not marketed to Canada. So I had still more questions. Why is that? Canada has a large market. I'm in Ontario, and we're one of the largest metropolises for consumer buying.
So she's
right?
just looking
and,
for non-white.
And the fact that it made
Barbie
me feel
dolls.
Like Canada
yeah.
was not worthy enough to have
oh,
things that represented
what?
The race.
So not only
are here,
not only are the blacks being held down, but the Canadians
yeah.
as well.
We're nice. Not allowed to be marketed to in regards to. It may seem little.
See, she's taking up the cause for the Canadians, not the blacks.
Goes in a store and she's like. Oh, look at that advertisement. It has a black girl. Let's go look for that. But I'm looking and I can't find it.
Uh-huh.
I want to
shop
say
online
as well, Queen.
Yeah. No duh.
Yeah, a quick Google search. I'm on Walmart.com and there's all kinds of black Barbies.
Yeah.
All over it. Except they're all college themed and it's all Southern colleges.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do a little quick Canada population by race. Let's see.
African. 7.
Okay. I know, right? Oh my goodness. I just want like a pie chart. Maybe there's a picture.
I'm starving. Oh, any pie charts?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I think I found one.
I like the David Hill joke where he's talking about the KKK in Alaska. They're like, "Let's get Carl."
Oh man. Okay, here we go. All right, we'll start with the United States real quick and just get a little breakdown here. Okay, the white population of the United States as of 2011 is listed as 66.5%.
Fuck yeah, it is. We did it, guys.
Sin rising.
More than
so,
half.
So I just want to...
I'm going to go pregnate some bitches.
That's two-thirds white according to this pie chart. I'm just
random
saying...
Random pie chart.
It could be more, it could be less. It's probably a little less... But we'll continue on. The next highest is Hispanic at 14.7%.
So there's more Hispanic than there are African?
Sure.
Wow.
African-American. And the black population is holding steady at 12.2%.
Wow.
It's been that for quite a while. You would think that there's a lot more than that.
I thought so, yeah. You but know what it is?
We live in an area where...
Well, they're in highly populated areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go out to the Midwest and there's
exclusively...
No.
Blacks are like, I mean, every major city has high, very high concentration.
Yeah.
Yeah, much like cockroaches.
Well.
Okay. We'll go with that. And then the next is Asian at 4.2%. And then other.
Other
races would be Indian, I guess, Arabic.
We got rid of those fuckers. We know where they are, too.
You know. Well, I don't know. Maybe Indian does fall under Asian. I really don't know. But 2.3%.
Oh, I was thinking Native American.
No.
When you say Indian.
No, that's like way
over. That's ignorant.
As in Indios, as in people of God.
You ready for Canada?
Yes, please.
Well, I mean, Kevin can see the screen, but Derek, can you take a guess of what the white population is
of
in Canada?
Canada?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 78.
I would toss out a guess because I can't actually see the number.
Oh.
But what I can see is a whole lot of blue on that chart. Yeah.
It really looks like it really looks like Pac-Man with his mouth almost closed.
Imagine if if I had to break down the colors on this chart, right? Just from my angle, there's blue. There's red. It looks like a blue Pac-Man with a wedge of watermelon in his mouth. That's what we've got
exactly
here.
That's exactly what it looks like.
There's a little thickness to the red and a sliver of green. I don't know who's got the green. They're hanging in there just a little bit.
So what do we got? What's the white?
Okay, the white population of Canada is 89.2%.
See, I was going to do 85, but I was like, that's way too much.
No.
I'm a little
no,
disappointed in you, white Canada. You can't just make it 90.
White Canada.
89.
Yeah. We'll Holy save shit. The blacks for last. The other population is at a very specific 204,540.
Wow.
Is this was again 2011. Is a 0.7%.
0.7?
Yeah. At a whopping 1%. Hispanic. Mm. Asian, 6.7%.
Wow.
And I'm sorry, but African Americans, you're not even hitting what I estimated at 3%. 2.5%.
Wow.
I'm sorry, African Canadian.
Yeah. Two percenters.
The 2% club.
Well, they're technically still African Americans.
Well, they're African North Americans.
Yes.
Yeah. African Canadians, yeah. So,
African Canadians.
So, depending on what card carrying membership you have here in the United States, if you are. We'll just say, for example, if you're a member of the Klan, Canada seems to be your preferential choice.
Yeah.
Of a superiority here.
Wow. So, still pure.
Yeah. Almost 90% white. It's very white. And that is so, a grand total of 27,852,060 people.
So this woman we're looking at on the screen is a significantly large percentage of her population.
The fact that they have found two black people in Canada and put them on television.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah. They represent
and
one.
Check out the white stockings they're making her wear.
They represent 1/390,000th of their population.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, there's 780,000.
You can't even get those odds playing the lottery.
There are more black people in New York City than there are in Canada.
Yes.
In all of Canada.
Yeah.
From Vancouver to fucking Ontario.
I'm going to say there's more black people in Jersey than there are in Canada.
There definitely are.
I'd say there's more black people in Long Branch.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Berg.
So anyway.
Berg's kind of small.
Yeah. This is where I break
tough
it down.
Density.
This is where I break it down. She's so concerned about the accurate diversity being represented. If there are 49 Barbie dolls on that shelf, then technically they don't have to have a single black one on the shelf to represent it. They don't.
Walmart would be stupid to stock that. They'd just be stupid. Yeah. That would be like 7-Eleven selling like sashimi. It's just no one's gonna buy it.
I'm not trying to beat up on blacks here. It's just that this is part of that I don't want to say entitlement because yes, they should have toys that accurately represent.
But
you
they
know,
gotta
the
order course, them yeah. online.
But unfortunately, when you live in a place that is virtually 90% white, yes. that means that. Your demographics, I mean, she just said that she basically tried to say Canada has a diverse population. It fucking doesn't.
No.
It fucking doesn't. I don't know where she's living. Maybe Ontario does.
Maybe
Ontario is like 20% or maybe 10% black. Maybe. But I'm sorry. It's.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, definitely don't move to the States. You're not doing any better here.
No. Unbelievable.
Stay I don't know. Canada. Obama's president.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. He's only half black.
Yeah, let's finish up the other half of this.
Got to Mattel several times, mm-hmm. and we didn't get a response. So want to put that out there. So tell us about the dolls that you've created.
Well, basically what I've done
she looks Canadian black.
I've done a lot of...
She's got the really close-together eyes.
I've decided that... through research
what
and through other things that were happening.
She made a bunch of homies dolls.
I like the Erica Badu one.
I've decided to learn how to reroot Barbies myself. So, for instance, we have a little girl who has the afro. You know, she's like a reflection of my daughter who loves wearing her hair big and out and curly. And we have curly hair dolls, toucan dolls that have bone straight hair and have given them more full curly styles because I want little girls to know we're born with curly, different types of curls, different types of waves, kinky hair.
But you're not born with those dreadlocks.
Well, look, did she just say they're born with different types of weaves? Of wearing
our own kinky, curls. Kinky tie,
as well
kinky
as
hair.
If I'm not mistaken,
and there's a lot of young girls now.
If I'm not mistaken, she said we're born with different kinds of weaves.
You know, natural styles.
Isn't that like the fake hair that gets put
in clothing? And like these two dolls here were done by.
She's so like you can tell how fucking proud she is of this stuff.
And it was about reimagining Black Barbie. It's about taking something that maybe
she is explaining these dolls at nauseum. Like she
and your daughter made this one. Right? My daughter
there's only one of those that she has that's actually like black though.
This is her, this
is her doll Emerald. Like looking at the doll compared to her hands,
it's a message that's a strong one.
Like they're barely black, except for you know Erykah Badu.
Yeah, the only one that was like super black, she didn't even like show. She's like, yeah, you can just leave this one over here. I don't know,
super white producer that's like, you can display the dolls, but please only focus on these ones.
Only the mulatto looking ones.
Only the ones that are not darker than our host.
Yikes.
Oh God.
So would you?
Well, I would.
No, the other.
I go back for seconds.
The other one, the one with the dreadlocks. The very nice dreadlocks, by the way. Those are some of the nicest dreadlocks.
Those are some clean dreadlocks. Yeah. She takes care of herself.
Yeah.
Very Booker T.
My answer's no.
No. Okay. Yeah, she does have the.
She's got those moly moles.
And she's got the traction alopecia going on up there.
Traction alopecia.
Well, she's got the dreadlocks are pulling back on her hair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Sure, she's a sweet lady.
She's very nice. She's very nice. Yeah, she's unrealistic.
She's not like entitled or anything. She's. Very
I tell
nice
you what. She
has.
I tell you what,
she
lady.
Has a business potential here that she needs to shut up about and just sell and make. Big
yeah. No.
Bucks
no.
On.
Go ahead. No.
And fail miserably.
Please. Please open up a whole shop that sells nothing but black dolls. Yeah. And see how that treats you.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got 783,000 people to sell to in Canada.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
if they each give her a buck a piece,
you know.
And there's only like four actual cities in Canada, so you put them in those markets.
Exactly.
And the rest is just frozen tundra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she needs to keep a little more quiet about it and just sell them. Just get them out there. Just sell those dolls. They're nice looking dolls.
Thick lips.
But is she actually taking Barbie dolls and like coloring them, or is she getting somebody to make these dolls?
Repurposing them?
I missed that part.
I kind of did too.
She's repackaging them as it's like taking Akeem. It's like taking One Man Gang and making him into Akeem is basically what she's doing.
Yeah.
And while we're on the topic of you know recoloring things, anyone see this Nick Cannon doing whiteface?
Heard about this?
I saw it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's
and how freaking creepy he looks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's amazing how when black people do the white facing, they go like they don't just go and I guess it makes sense because when white guys do blackface, they do the big red lips and all that goofy shit. But it seems like they go almost ginger. You know,
yeah,
it's like they have to go weird, so far white. You know, where they're pale, red hair. And the unfortunate thing is that they don't get the eyes.
No.
So they just look like these weird, dark, soulless eyes.
Yeah.
Chappelle was big with that one when he would do whiteface.
Yeah.
And he'd still have those, like, dark, big brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Now, he's doing that because I think he put out, like, an album or something where I think it's called White Party Music.
Okay.
Where he just made purposely like really bad music.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the only one familiar with any of this.
I read the story, but
yeah.
I mean, he does look pretty white there.
He does. It's just the eyes. He's got
eyes
like,
are strange. Yeah.
I pointed out that he looks like a 1994 Carrot Top, but with a hat on.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And then of course it begs the point of. That nobody says anything about this, but
yet a school like principal or something got in trouble for being Mr. T.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah. Or teacher was a teacher or a principal.
I think it was a principal.
I mean, he's Mr. T. Mr. T is black.
Yeah.
So if he wants to paint his skin black to be Mr. T, He has every fucking right to do so. Every right. Fucking pieces of shit. Oversensitive motherfuckers. Get some thicker skin.
Or you could
don't
just
even need thick skin. It's not even insulting. It's accuracy. Yeah. It would be insulting if he wasn't trying to be black. He's like, I'm Mr. T and I'm fucking white. How do you like that? Mr. White.
Mr. White.
Superior T.
I'm Mr. Clan. How do you like that, huh?
Oh God.
He's got a bunch of gold crosses on the neck, but they're all on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord and Lord.
Get that right, brother.
Can we cut this part and, like, throw it at the before?
Pizza parlor in California, specializing in takeout business, is offering a special challenge to any two people, who choose to eat in the dining room, a check for $2,500 if they can finish a giant pizza in less than an hour.
Mm-mm.
It's called Da Big Kahuna. D-A.
Wait a minute.
Big Kahuna.
Wait a minute.
Not what you're thinking.
Is it not Gino Moore?
No, it's not
Gino
Moore. Is it served at the Iron Skillet by any chance?
We have a picture of this?
Is it delivered in a giant maroon van?
We do have.
Does it come with crusty sweatpants and a bad wig?
Yes. Here is the Big Kahuna.
I could probably do that in an hour.
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
And those little slices, those little tiny baby slices,
little squares.
I guarantee I could eat at least a dozen of these pizzas in 1 hour.
What's the dimensions on this? 2 feet.
Let's see.
I would fuck this up. I don't know if you guys know this about me. I'm not good at many things.
30 inches in diameter.
A little more.
But pizza, I'll fuck up a pizza.
That's 2.5 feet.
Yes, weighs 15 pounds.
Yikes.
8.5 pounds of dough covered with 3.5 pounds of cheese and a choice of any 3 toppings, one of which must be meat.
15 pounds is pushing it.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Nope, I got this.
That's a lot to intake.
He initially offered $100 cash per person, plus a year's worth of free pizza, but got no takers. Contestants started lining up when the owner boosted the prize to $2,500.
Wow.
So far, 15 teams have taken and failed the challenge.
Wow. Teams?
Teams. So it's two people. Yep.
Okay. All right. So 7.5 pounds I could probably do.
So I'm going to say Kev and Brother Rob.
Yeah. team Martin?
Yeah.
The Martin Bros.
Yeah, the Martin Brothers.
The Super Martin Bros.
Among those who left the table without finishing is a well-known competitive eater, Nader Rita.
Can I
pick he's a partner?
The Nader, N-A-D-E-R.
He's the shits. He's no Eater X.
Can I get a partner?
Sure.
I call Craig.
Oh, shit.
I resurrect Craig.
Resurrect him.
Where is this?
ABBA.
This is in California.
Let's do it. Let's take the show on the road.
Well, that guy.
Pack up the equipment. Let's go out west.
That guy drove more than 400 miles from his home in Joshua Tree to tackle the monster pizza with his partner, John Rivera.
Oh, how progressive, his partner.
Ooh. Damn.
I think I could do this.
Apparently,
15 pounds is a lot.
Will they deliver it out this way?
No, you have to eat in the restaurant.
Oh, where's this again?
This is in California.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'll do it. What part of California? Is it like a safe white part, California?
Is it Canada, California?
Manteca? Manteca?
There is a Canada in California.
A what?
Oh, no, sorry. Ontario, California.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because a lot of times at work, we get an order that'll go there, and somebody will be like, oh, it's going to Canada. I'm like, no, that says that's California. It's CA. I know it says CA, but it is California.
Yeah.
We have trouble with kinda, stuff like that. It's like in between San Jose and Sacramento.
Okay. So it's still far away.
I'll do it.
No, very far away.
I'll do it.
You'll do it?
We'll send you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we send the brothers Martin out
Let's
there?
Let's get a Kickstarter going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
that would be good publicity for the show.
Yeah.
To be honest, I would do it. I could do it right now. I just fucking throw it out there. I'll sponsor
fuck it.
It.
Why don't you
I'll make it a combat network.
You and me just do it.
Yeah.
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 Aristocrats.
1 hour.
Let's do it. I'm all in.
I mean,
Even that one right there. I don't know what's going on with this.
That's pretty
deceptive.
It looks
like a pineapple and bullshit.
I don't like the yellow.
That's
what
a pineapple, ham, and bacon.
Yeah.
What is the yellowing on there? Is that just the California
style
cheese?
Oh, that's their, like, corn. No, it's like the cornstarch they put on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing,
I mean,
because
I would,
it's all over
I would
there.
Do, like, just a pepperoni, you know, whatever. How many toppings do you have to have?
I fuck with a pepperoni.
It said as many as you want. One of them has to be meat.
Okay, so you have to have at least one topping?
So, yeah, it's not really one like meat. A... It's not like a specialty pizza. It's just a big fucking pizza.
Now, you what's it sell for?
Was it sell for? $60.
Yeah. $60.
Okay. That's not bad.
All right. All right. So let's do the math. How much is a flight to California?
You can probably get one for under four.
Yeah? Coming out of Atlantic City? It's cheaper from there, right?
Yeah. Philly. Philly's cheap.
So would you go into Sacramento or San Jose?
I would go right into the town where this place is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if they have an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this?
Manteca, M-A-N-T-E-C-A.
Yeah, maybe so we could set up a booking with the restaurant, have them send us a card, pick us up.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do that. Manteca? Think of all the publicity they'll get on this show.
Yeah.
Stockton.
We're big radio stars.
Well, let's do
so
this.
Airport,
let's
go to airport to Manteca, California.
Let's go to Kayak. And let's do...
You don't understand. We're on the CWE network. All right.
Yeah.
This is real shit. So this
Atlantic
is,
City.
This is internet radio.
All right. I got flight and hotel here on Travel Math.
Oh, who needs a hotel? You eat and you get back on the plane.
I know, right? That would be funny. That would be funny. We get there. We get off the flight. We eat the pizza and then just hop on a plane and go back home and just sleep the whole way back.
I'm going to guess.
Sleep or coma.
I'm going to guess Sacramento will be the best way to go in. When you guys
oh, 60 miles. 60 miles is the closest one, it looks like.
Yeah.
No, wait, hold on.
It's pretty far.
That's international. Domestic?
Let's do two adults for Monday.
8 miles to Stockton Metropolitan Airport.
Please enter a return date. Ooh. Oh, we're returning the same day.
So Stockton Metropolitan Airport is the closest one. That's 8 miles. Modesto is the next nearest one.
No results.
What?
I can't get a plane from Atlantic City to Sacramento.
I guess the same day might be a problem.
Sacramento? That's 75 miles from the location.
So what? Where did you say?
Philly to Stockton.
Philly to Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go out of Philadelphia.
Yep.
To Stockton.
Stockton College in South Jersey.
All right. You guys are leaving on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're leaving today. There we go. Monday.
We're leaving in 4 hours.
Monday to Monday.
Drunk 7 days a week, Monday to Monday.
Huh. Nothing's coming up. I guess I got to add a couple days. I just want to see how much it costs. I'm not getting anything.
They're really fucking
It's going to be about $800.
Round trip?
Something like that.
All right. Let me do this.
Let's get a sponsor.
Let me do this next week. And see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to be too close.
Yeah.
So all we got to do is get a sponsor.
I'm getting nothing.
Get a sponsor. What was the prize? 25? Right? What is it?
2500.
2500. Okay. So if that's two flights, ballpark it. What are we doing?
Mm.
And then 60 for the pie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we could at least walk away with like $25 each.
I think so.
And a belly full of pizza.
A lot of fucking pizza. Take one for the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get any. I guess you can't go from Atlantic City to Stockton.
Probably not. But you can go from Philly to Stockton, almost guaranteed.
Enough about Philly.
No, I couldn't do Philly either.
Really?
Let me do Newark.
Philly to Modesto.
Newark to Stockton. It's got, no.
Then why are you in Stockton?
You know what? I'm going back to Sacramento. Fuck you guys. You're going to have to take a car.
No, Modesto.
Here we go. About $850.
$850?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 600.
Not bad.
Nice, nice. All right.
Yeah, 608 Delta.
Delta.
I like to fly America.
It's only a 10-hour flight.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
We wouldn't even have to miss work for this. We'd just make a weekend. Great.
Make a nice weekend of it.
What publicity that would be. It really would be. Yeah. We need to consider this.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, you're the one with all the mega bucks.
I got a mega bucks. Who knows for how long?
You got $1,200 that you can. Well, if once you win the $2,500, you just paid
golden
for your flight.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily.
And the pizza.
And then we'll go fucking hang out.
Yeah.
Go down the strip or something.
Work a show somewhere in California.
There you go.
Well, can I pay to get on this show?
We just got all this pizza money.
Pizza money. We just do that every week. Just fly out to California and just get paid to eat that pie.
Just fly to random cities, yeah.
Eat a giant pizza. Go find a show.
Just look for the local diner and see what shows they got up in the window. Make your way down there. That's
it. Man.
Unbelievable.
I don't have any contacts in California.
I can't imagine you would.
I used to have contacts almost all over the country at one point.
I know a few people in California, but most of them only end up there for rehab. So
yeah,
yeah.
I had people in upstate New York to like Ohio to Florida, and I knew one guy out in like Arizona. So pretty good reach. Like if I ever wanted to go and just work somewhere.
Well, if you guys ever want to eat a fucking 15-pound pizza,
you know
what it's going
to
cost you. But, so, yeah, I think you guys would make out on the deal.
Whoa. I'm not kissing any guys. All right.
Fuck.
So you guys would end up with
$1,300,
so $650 a piece. You know, you're going to end up with like $600 a piece.
Not bad.
Yeah, if you don't eat anything else. Get the pie.
Yeah. Don't get anything on the flight.
So you would come back to Jersey with $600 a piece.
Not bad.
What's that?
His mouse fell on the floor.
Oh. All right.
Real quick about WrestleMania. Cool. We didn't really get to touch on it, but I just want to put it out there that I think it's a terrible idea to name the Battle Royal the Andre the Giant bullshit Battle Royal.
Why?
Because I think if you really wanted to memorialize Andre the Giant in the form of a match, you should have another body slam contest. Because WrestleMania 1, body slam challenge, Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm. Kayfabe or not, Andre the Giant is listed as winning more battle royals than anyone else. So that's
really
probably why they did it.
Well, I think they should name but it just, after just the that's... first Royal Rumble winner, Jim Duggan.
No, this
the
is a battle
Jim
royal.
Duggan. I know. They should just they
different
should
match.
Still, well, whatever.
Yeah,
this match was designed so that Pat Patterson could visually inspect every wrestler individually as they came to the ring. That's
how it came about.
How it came up. He's like, you know, I got an idea. You know, they got this battle royal. There's just too many guys running around. You can't really look at all of them. So you got to get them in one at a time.
Did he just turn Irish halfway through there?
it's dude, that French Irish. Yeah. It happens.
Listen to him talk.
Right. Yeah, listen to him. Listen to him assume people are dead.
Oh, it's not dead.
So look at the Irish Canadians.
Yeah, no, he has an Irish Canadian accent. It's very peculiar. Right. His parents are probably from Ireland.
Maybe. Patterson.
Yeah, they're raped by French people.
All right, well, we're the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. Of course, CWERadio.com.
Of course.
We record live every Sunday. Sorry for the long show. But, you know, we just got so excited.
Yeah.
Hi,
Kevin
Chalk.
Hi, Brian Chalk.
Are we not doing show next week?
What's next week? WrestleMania?
WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Are you doing Willie Lubitz or something?
He hasn't talked to me in a while. So
I mean,
not about.
Hey, you,
I have it here.
You have Los Network, which will crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be a fun game to play. Let's just wait until the network dies. All right,
and then we'll do a show.
No. While it's going, we'll take bets.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
we could do the show maybe like a little earlier or something.
We'll figure it out. Whatever you guys want to do,
or do the show during WrestleMania.
Hey, I have no WrestleMania plans.
Well,
I don't either.
All are welcome here.
All. I'll fucking fill this place, man. I'll sell this joint out. We'll rock block.
Actually,
this
I'll have to talk to you. I'll talk to you off the air. All right, so we will see you next week.
Oh, you want to give out your address?
Yes. It's 45 Seabrook Avenue, Keensburg, New Jersey. All right, we'll see you guys.
07734.
Oh!